News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. A man brandishing an improvised flamethrower and screaming Free Palestine is jailed in Boulder County, Colorado. It follows yesterday's attack on a group of people who had gathered to show support for Israeli hostages in Gaza. Police say the suspect, 45-year-old Mohammed Sabri Solomon, an Egyptian national here on an expired visa, also tossed Molotov cocktails. At least 8 people injured, some with severe burns. The FBI says it's under investigation as terrorism. The latest round of Ukraine peace talks getting underway against backdrop of a Ukrainian drone strike destroyed more than 40 Russian military planes deep inside Russia. The BBC's Paul Adams in Kiev.
Ukraine has become frustrated with the sense that Washington, its approach is driven by the notion that somehow Ukraine is losing the war. Well, what Ukraine did yesterday was to show that even though there is this still enormous numerical disadvantage between the Russian and Ukrainian forces, Ukraine still has cards to play, as Donald Trump might have put it during that famous meeting in the Oval Office a few weeks back. So essentially what Ukraine is saying is, look, we're still interested in talking about peace, but we're doing this from a position of strength.
As the Senate prepares to take out President Trump's big, beautiful bill, still a handful of Senate Republicans are not on board. Defying the naysayers, recent economic reports have been decidedly upbeat.
I think what we're seeing again is that expert opinion, especially if it's the conventional wisdom on the left, is often proven wrong by events.
The Heritage Foundation's Matt Continetti talking with the Salem Radio Network. On Wall Street this morning, stock futures deep in the red. The Dow futures down 226 points. NASDAQ futures off 159. More on these stories at townhall.com.
If you're living with pain, see how Relief Factor can help.
My back got injured very bad. I was off work for about a year. I heard about Relief Factor from my wife. I took it every day, 3 times a day, for 3 weeks. Look at her and I said, the pain is gone. And she said, I'm glad it helped. I said, no, you don't understand. It's gone.
Fight pain naturally with Relief Factor. Go to ReliefFactor.com and get your 3-week quick start today. Only $19.95.
At Straight Talk, we are all about no-brainers. Calling Grandma for her recipe, no-brainer. Streaming one more episode at 2 a.m., big no-brainer. Getting real unlimited data where you buy bananas, the ultimate no-brainer. Switch now and get a free Samsung Galaxy A16 5G or Moto G Power 5G 2025 with select plans. Straight Talk, real unlimited data. Available at Walmart and StraightTalk.com. Offer valid through 7/2025. Taxes and fees apply. Requires in-store activation of single line gold unlimited plan or higher. For network management practices, visit StraightTalk.com/terms. Copyright 2025 Verizon.
Hey, good Monday morning. We are Talk Radio 680, WCBM, traffic weather on the threes. Starts us off, Chuck Whitaker.
There was already some slowing just a couple of minutes ago. It's heavy traffic already, 895 southbound, coming into O'Donnell Street and then going into the southbound tunnel. Nothing major going on, just the heavy traffic early, trying to get a break before the rest of the heavy traffic shows up. 95 next door is clear, and at one point, about 10 minutes ago, the west side outer loop was busy, but right now it looks okay. Just a few brake lights crossing at Route 40 West. We'll check later on to see if the construction is there on I-95 in Harford County. There was a fire call overnight, and they're still mopping up. Be careful around North Avenue and Bel Air Road up on the northeast side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBF.
For the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers, tracking a pretty nice afternoon for your Monday. We'll see temperatures back into the 70s under partly cloudy skies. Warmer conditions on the way later this week with the 80s returning to the region. Next chance for rain comes Friday. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Right now, Pikesville has 47 degrees. Downtown Baltimore is 54 already this morning on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Good morning, I'm Bruce Elliott. And now the news continues on the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott. Several voters who are registered as unaffiliated are challenging Maryland's closed primary elections. The plaintiffs suing the State Board of Elections, claiming closed primaries deny their constitutional right to vote and participate in all elections as provided for in the Maryland Constitution and the state's Declaration of Rights. Maryland lawmakers condemning Sunday's suspected terrorist attack in Boulder, Colorado, targeting a march for Israel and for Israelis held by Hamas. Democrat 5th District Representative Steny Hoyer says he is horrified by the attack at the Boulder Run for Their Lives event, adding that the display of violence and anti-Semitism is unacceptable and endangers Jews in America, Israel, and around the world. Counseling staff will be available for students at Deep Creek Middle School in Baltimore County this weekend, this week, after a teacher was arrested on child sex abuse charges. A physical education teacher, Roger Myers, is charged with multiple counts of sex offense and second-degree assault. In a letter to the school community, Principal Laura Kelly said Myers has been on leave since February and has no access to Deep Creek or any other Baltimore County school. And one person dead, two others injured after a pair of Sunday shootings in Baltimore at around 1 a.m. this morning. I'm sorry, that's at around 10 a.m. An officer yesterday that has conducted business checks hearing gunfire in the 600 block of Cherry Hill Road found a 42-year-old man with a gunshot wound to the body. Victim taken to a hospital where he died a short time later. It's 6:05 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Lottery numbers from last night. Your pick three was 072, your pick 4, 0823. Next, it's Stein on Sports.
Comcast Business is celebrating Small Business Month by giving you a $1,000 small business bonus when you switch to a qualifying gig speed package from the company with over 99.99% network reliability. Just imagine the thousands of possibilities of a $1,000 prepaid card. Like possibility number one, company merch for staff, styling, or possibility number 24, the latest software, upgrade, or possibility number 192, new equipment powered by GigSpeed, or possibility number 555, a 3D printer. Rapid prototyping, anyone? Switch to Comcast Business for over 99.99% network reliability, advanced cybersecurity, and now get started with a $1,000 small business bonus. Comcast Business, powering possibilities.
N62225. New customers only with 2-year agreement. Other restrictions apply.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Charlie Morton on the comeback trail. Jeff Arnold had the call on Masson, which unfortunately we didn't hear it. The right-hander ends up going a season-high 6 2/3, no earned runs allowed, and leaves to a standing ovation from the 33,000-plus at Camden Yards as the Birds notch their first sweep of the year. 3-2 was the final over the White Sox. It was Morton's second straight quality start, second straight win. The Orioles were 0-12 in Morton's first 12 starts. The Birds have now won 6 of their last 8, best stretch of the season. They'll be in Seattle tomorrow night. NASCAR Cracker Barrel 400 last night at Nashville Motor Speedway goes to Team Penske's Ryan Blaney, and Scotty Scheffler wins the PGA Memorial in Dublin, Ohio for the second straight year. Coming up in 30 minutes, who is John Mabry and why is he in Baltimore? And that is Stein on Sports.
Attention federal employees, are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Griebin Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Griebin Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Griebin Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC.
From Milford Mill to Owings Mills, Memorial Park to Brooklyn Park, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Gentlemen, start your engines.
Drive with Casey and Elliott starts now on Talk Radio 680 and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
We're not gonna take it. No, we ain't gonna take it. Oh, we're not gonna take it anymore.
Top of the morning to you. Welcome back. This is the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott. Talk Radio 680 WCBM 99.9 FM
in Harford County, the right choice for Maryland. It is Monday, June 2nd, 2025. I'm Sean Casey.
And I'm Bruce Elliott.
And here are your top stories coming up this hour. A wave of juvenile crime has prompted a petition calling for the resignation of DGS Secretary Vinnie Schiraldi. The media is smearing Trump policies, but can't seem to name which ones they're interested in. But our top story here today, an illegal alien let into the country under the Biden regime, targeted Jewish people in a terrorist attack in Boulder, Colorado yesterday. Here is FBI agent, special agent in charge, Mark Michalik, talking about the attack.
Witnesses are reporting that the subject used a makeshift flamethrower and threw an incendiary device into the crowd.
Yes, a makeshift flamethrower and Molotov cocktails were thrown at six people, some of whom were badly burned, including children as well. And this is what the terrorist was saying.
The suspect was heard to yell, "Free Palestine," during the attack.
Where have we heard that before?
Yeah.
From the river to the sea, for the second time in 2 weeks. Remember, we had the two members of leaving the Israeli embassy last week that were murdered in our nation's capital. Judge Jeanine Pirro, of course, the U.S. attorney there, seeking, of course, the maximum penalty in that alleged crime. Meanwhile, the suspect was identified.
The subject has been identified as Mohammed Sabri Solomon, and he's 45 years old.
This man was a this Boulder terrorist was led into the country from Egypt during the Biden regime. Solomon came in 2022, overstayed his visa, and never left. And of course, we know that once you overstay your visa during the Democrat administration, you're in the country for as long as you want. It's only when you're in overstaying your visa during the Trump administration that out you go. Here's a Florida Congressman, Republican Brandon Gill, and we're seeing this all over the country now at Harvard, at our Ivy League universities, at universities all over the country. This anti-Semitic cancer, it is spreading.
You see this anti-Semitic hate metastasizing every single day, and you see college administrators doing almost nothing to stop it.
Yeah, and you see, this is the message that you send when you don't stop this kind of hate. It does indeed metastasize. It spreads, and people think that they can act with impunity with these kinds of terrorist attacks. Here's Maryland's Congressman Jamie Raskin, who is Jewish.
This is appears to be another anti-Semitic violent attack, and there's just no justification for terrorism and violence in this way.
Appears to be?
Appears to be.
Appears to be? The guy's yelling, the guy's name is Mohammed Solomon, and he is yelling, "Free Palestine," and he's throwing Molotov cocktails and a makeshift flamethrower at a peaceful pro-Israel rally in Boulder, Colorado, and you say it appears to be?
There might have been. I mean, but it's mostly nonviolent. That's what it is, mostly nonviolent.
That's like the MSNBC anchor during the George Floyd riots, who was saying this is largely a peaceful,
largely a peaceful protest
as the buildings are burning down behind them. I mean, this is the kind of stuff that, you know, again, a Muslim migrant who did come into the country legally but overstayed, and therefore he was in the country illegally, he went on this terrorist attack. So more on that coming up here in just a second.
6:13 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Good morning. We are the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot, and of course with Chuck Whitaker, traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Good morning, Chuck.
Morning. The southbound side of 95, looking at you live here right at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. Four lanes going into the tunnel, no problems there, but 895 again early this morning, already slow. It's a speed reduction only. They're not stopped for any problem, but very heavy already before the O'Donnell Street ramp and then into the tunnel on 895 southbound. So all it is just heavy traffic and then going slowly into the tunnel southbound. Beltway still looks good. JFX very quiet. Ruxton Road into the ramps downtown. A couple of things. Northeastern part of the city, it was a big fire call overnight. It's been contained. Everything there. They're getting ready to ramp up at North Avenue and Bel Air Road, and then not too far away was an accident about 10 minutes ago with a fuel spill at Gay Street and Washington Street. Again, that's up on the northeast side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your WCBM Weather Channel forecast for your Monday, partly cloudy today, high about 75. Temps going to go back into the 80s later this week. Could be hazy from some Canadian wildfires that are going on right now once again. The rain will return to the area on Friday. That's according to your Fox 45 weather authority. Right now, we're looking at 48, mostly sunny in Columbia, and it is 53, a little warmer, in Annapolis. And time for some one-liner news. The New York Times is suggesting that Elon Musk was using a lot of drugs during his time at Doge. It's called adrenaline. This guy, I mean, he's operating on so many different levels. It's amazing. He's sort of like the modern-day Einstein. Yeah. Okay?
There are a handful of people in the world who are genius level. I would suggest that he is. I mean, there are literally a handful of people.
Look at it.
They come up one or two a generation at the outside.
You got Tesla. Yep. You got SpaceX.
We'll start with the Boring Company.
You have Starlink.
Yeah.
Okay. You have Neuralink, which is the latest. And, of course, he's talking about colonizing Mars, and I think he probably is going to be able to do it. That's how smart this guy is. And, of course, nobody can be that smart, especially if they're helping Donald Trump. He must be using ketamine or something. Jeez. Opal Suchada Chuangzri is the new Miss World, the first woman from Thailand.
Good for Opal
to win the beauty pageant title. Miss California,
make opals.
Yes, Miss World California, Athena Crosby didn't make it past the top 20.
Wow!
Ouch!
Yeah. We're all California girls.
President Trump is withdrawing the nomination of tech billionaire Jared Isaacman to run NASA after learning that Isaacman had made a lot of big political donations to prominent Democrats.
Well, yeah.
Where's that vetting process again going on with the?
Somebody screwed up.
Interestingly enough, Laura Loomer is defending this one, so okay. I'm not quite sure why. President Trump has not announced a replacement, but he's hearing very good things on the radio about this guy, Major Tom.
Mm.
So we'll see what happens there. Donald Trump shared a strange post. This was strange on Truth Social that claims there is no Joe Biden, that he was executed. And the former president is actually a robot clone.
Well, that's
even worse for the Democrats. The robot clone is polling better than Kamala and Newsom at this point. The New York Knicks have been eliminated from the NBA playoffs by the Indiana Pacers. Don't worry, New York fans. I know you're disappointed, but on the positive side, you do have the Giants and Jets seasons coming up.
Ooh,
that should go well.
It's unbelievable. Sad news. Loretta Swit, who played Hot Lips Houlihan on MASH, she passed away on Friday at the age of 87.
Major Houlihan.
Sir.
10 years, spotless record.
Thank you, sir. Anywhere with you, Frank. This is the end of the line for us. From now on, I'm number one. Me, Margaret Houlihan. And believe me, soldier, I deserve better than you.
Did you ever show me any kind of friendship? Ask my help with a personal problem? Include me in one of your little bull sessions? Can you imagine what it feels like to walk by this tent and hear you laughing and know I'm not welcome?
That tent! No! Anyone caught with any kind of intoxicating beverage will be severely disciplined.
One of the, I think, worst TV relationships ever was Frank Burns, played by Larry Linville,
yes.
and Hot Lips Houlihan, played by Loretta Swit on MASH. Do you remember in the, I think it was the last episode, that she gave a long kiss to Alan Alda?
Yeah.
And that, before she jeeped off the compound.
I had the opportunity to interview her toward the end of that show. Not Kellerman, but Swit.
Kellerman was the movie.
Right, yeah.
Swit was in the series.
Kellerman was wonderful. Loretta Swit, not so much. Completely self-possessed. A lot of people in Hollywood are. But it was walking in. I think it's insecurity. They're walking in, and then you have to have the makeup person spend 5 minutes on you before you do a five-minute hit with a local talk show guy.
Mm.
I mean, this is what it was. It was like, oh, my God.
And this was radio.
Yes. No, it was over and I was over too.
Absolutely. But she was, I thought she did a good job on the show. I did like Hot Lips.
Yeah. Don't they do that to you every morning, Bruce?
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty much.
They come in and buff them up a little bit.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah. Repair what's broken overnight. my left hand's all bandaged up again, Chuck, because one of my incisions just opened up by itself.
Don't forget, we're now in June. It's June 2nd. Yeah. In 18 days. Feast, the WCBM Crab Feast,
yes.
And Chuck Roast
yes.
will be held at Jimmy's Famous Seafood Friday night. Again, you can get your tickets. Now, we still have some tickets left, but I would get them now before they settle like hotcakes. WCBM.com. And, of course, we'll give you the menu a little bit later on.
It's an extensive and expansive menu.
It is extensive. All you can eat includes crabs and everything on it. So we'll share that menu maybe in the Chuck's Food News. But this is an opportunity to see Chuck get roasted for his 50-plus years.
Mm-hmm.
Traffic reportage and his barter network and his many stops along the way.
Yeah.
They're including south of the border.
Mexico way.
And of course,
I was thinking the other night, just very quickly, I was thinking the other night, go all the way back to Harry Shriver, who was the person who hired me at the helicopter for WFPR. Mm-hmm. So with Harry Shriver and all those guys, Tom was there then, Tom Moore was at FBR then, Charlie Ekman, all those people you work with all those years, and look where I am now.
Yeah.
When did you come over, by the way, from FBR? I can't remember.
I'm sorry?
When did you come over from FBR?
I went from FBR to BAL.
Right.
And then from BAL, when did you end up at CBM?
I did CBM along the way from Metro, from Transit Traffic.
Got it. Okay.
Right. Yeah. And then from Metro Traffic.
Well, you get the whole life story. We're working on a Lifetime movie as well.
Yeah.
That'll be the next project.
I don't want to last about
but the nice thing is, the nice thing is it's the same script as every other Lifetime movie.
Yeah.
So it's easy
just
to write.
Plug his name in. Barter Johnson.
Rosie right. O'Donnell's going to play me.
I wonder who will win.
When she comes back from Ireland.
Yeah.
All right, Chuck, see you in a couple. Appreciate that. 621A. I want to tell you about our good buddy AAS Builders and Home Improvements, Tim Munson. If you're thinking about any kind of home improvement whatsoever, Tim's the guy that I would use, and you should think about it as well. For over 35 years, AES has built up trust by delivering top-quality additions and remodeling in your home. When they're done, you'll be happy. If you're not happy, they're not done. And they live and swear by that slogan, having earned 43-plus Super Service Awards and A-plus rating and with a Better Business Bureau. AES is all about integrity and craftsmanship. They never cut corners, never bid to subcontractors, and always offer the best work at the lowest price. Plus, their free concierge service makes sure you get exactly what you want. And here's a great spring offer for the first 25 new customers calling in. AES will take $2,500 off any addition, kitchen, or bath remodeling. So call 1-800-787-SAVE, 1-800-787-SAVE, or go to AESHome.us. When they're done, you will be happy. Don't forget that special offer. Call 1-800-787-SAVE.
My name's Danny Manoff, and I am the president and CEO of Intrepid Paralegal Solutions, LLC. We're a unique company that helps attorneys run their practices more efficiently as certified Clio partners. And more importantly, we also help the average person that can't afford or doesn't want to use an attorney to deal with their legal issues. If you're a pro se litigant, we always feel you should seek counsel, but if you want to proceed with the help of experts, please be in touch. IPSvirtual.com. Thank you again.
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM.
Good morning, it's 6:23 Monday morning on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, it's Chuck Whitaker.
There's a report of an accident in Baltimore County just dispatching out to 95 northbound. And they're saying up around the Harford County and the Baltimore County line. I'm looking at the camera at Joppa Road, which is in that area. There's no impact there. Not sure yet what's involved. The roadway is clear, it's dry, and it's bright out there. So if you're going north of White Marsh, you're working your way out towards the Harford County line. Heads up there on the northbound side. And, of course, we'll keep you posted. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Weather Channel forecast, it is going to be a partly cloudy day today, according to, I'm sorry, this is Weather Authority. I keep saying Weather Channel, old habits die hard. 75 degrees, temps will return to 80s later this week. And that is your Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast. Right now, 48, partly cloudy in the Ellicott City area, and 51 right now in Baltimore City. We're talking about this heinous, horrific terrorist attack in Boulder, Colorado at a mall where there was an Israel peaceful protest, yeah. Pro-Israeli protest. And of course, you get this guy, this terrorist, let in by Biden, overstayed his visa and something. And look, that's not a fault of anybody that you let somebody in like that. But I do think there has to be better vetting. It's like all those Afghan nationals that we let in after the
without vetting them. We know who they are. How the hell would you know?
Exactly. So we're seeing this kind of thing now happen all over the country. We had a individual shout Free Palestine and murder two people coming out of the Israel embassy in D.C. And then, of course, yesterday we have this Free Palestine guy with a makeshift flamethrower, a Molotov cocktail. This kind of anti-Semitic cancer is spreading rapidly throughout our country. It is being nurtured in the petri dishes of American college campuses and universities. Harvard, doesn't matter. It's on the West Coast. It's Ivy League. It's everywhere. We have a bunch of foreign students. You know who was one of the top 15? Harvard's got, I think, they're in the top 20, obviously. Mm-hmm. But Johns Hopkins and UMBC here in this area have a bunch of foreign students here. A bunch of foreigners. Not to say that every one of them is going to be out there committing these acts of terrorism and these atrocities. But, again, you have these Marxist professors that are indoctrinating and encouraging this kind of stuff. And then you have a radical pro-open borders policy that was the previous president that let these kind of people in. Mm-hmm. We had a Air Force candidate, her name was Ava Moore. She had just graduated high school. She was getting ready to enter the Air Force Academy. She was a basketball star. She was out on a lake in Texas on a boat. And two illegal aliens on jet skis ran her over and killed her.
Yeah.
And then try to, you know, leave the scene.
And try to flee, yeah.
Yeah, they have now been arrested and charged. We have a mother of five that was killed by an illegal alien in this country. So, yeah, again, look, this is 134 days in. There's a lot of heavy lifting the Trump administration has to do to stop this stuff. And every turn that they, everywhere they go, Bruce, they're being stopped by who? By rhino Republicans, yep. by Democrats, by progressives, by activists, judges, and courts. And so on and so forth. So, again, they've got a lot. Look, I think right now the only guy that's 100% doing his job in the Trump cabinet is Tom Holman.
Yeah.
That's the guy I would give great marks to. There are others that are doing a pretty good job, but right now Holman is doing exactly what he's supposed to be doing. But the problem is you just don't have enough Tom Holmans. You know, you don't have enough people out there, to get rid of this radical threat. So, again, this is very disturbing on so many different levels. Are watching this kind of anti-Semitism continue to grow. And this is a bipartisan concern. You just heard Jamie Raskin. You heard from Brandon Gill. Mm-hmm. They're very concerned about it. And this has got to stop. So the people that hate our country should not be in our country. The people that we invite in here to study at our universities that would seek to destroy us, that hate Christians, that hate Jews, that hate the Saturday people, that hate the Sunday people, they should be invited to leave. And I know the Senator, Secretary Rubio is doing the best he can at that as well. But right now they're
getting all kinds of pushback.
Yeah,
all kinds of pushback, which is really it's astounding, particularly in the context of what is going on. When you have then people saying, "Well, how are you mean to those poor people who are just here seeking asylum from violent?" No, they're here purportedly to study. And if you want to come here to study and learn, fine. But the minute you cross the line to say, I'm here to study and learn, and oh yeah, by the way, I can't stand Israel, go home. Leave. Yeah. That's all.
Yeah. And that's and we've seen it before now with all of this anti-Semitism, especially in the Ivy Leagues. There is a very rabid kind of infectious strain of it going on at Harvard, at some places in Columbia. Of course, we talked about the Columbia in the past as well, and others. So give us a call. Let us know what you think should be done about it. 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. And, of course, you can email us at themorningdrive@WCBM.com. Or text into the show using the free WCBM mobile app. Up next, we'll take a look at the media smearing Trump policies and much more.
Imagine losing the ability to hear somebody say, I love you.
or the ability to hear a compliment. How about just hearing the birds chirp in the morning, or your favorite song, or conversations with old friends? Losing your hearing takes its toll on you physically, emotionally, and socially. And if this kind of suffering sounds familiar, call Audiology Associates, 410-944-3100. Dr. Melissa Segev and her team take a gentle and empathetic approach to each patient's treatment plan, and they give you a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Audiology Associates is the trusted name in Maryland, and they have been now for more than 45 years. Offices throughout the entire Baltimore metro area. Call 410-944-3100. Online, you'll find them at AAIAudiology.com. When silence is not golden, call Audiology Associates, 410-944-3100.
Coming up at the 7 o'clock news, bitter Biden is back. Don't miss our MAGA update at 7:15. And the AutoPen scandal continues to grow. What do you hear the latest on that? 6:30. Time for news headlines, and here's Bruce.
Thank you, Sean. Two 18-year-olds have been arrested in connection with a body found in a burning car near Davidsonville last week. Anne Arundel County Police say Joanna Poole and Kylie Dakes were arrested at a home in Harwood. They face charges that include first and second degree murder, first and second degree assault, and arson. Police found the victim in a car that was on fire, 600 West Central Avenue, and the state medical examiner ruled the victim's death a homicide. Baltimore police say two 15-year-olds are facing charges after a report of an armed robbery, carjacking, and crash on Friday night. Incident began when the teens allegedly took a man's SUV in the 4100 block of Bittison Lane, then robbed a 15-year-old of his watch and jacket in the 3700 block of Ridgecroft Road. Police say the suspects crashed the stolen vehicle in the 4100 block of Chesterfield Avenue were found with a BB gun. One suspect charged as an adult, taken to central booking. The other taken to the juvenile justice center. Six million individuals. Also in the news, independent voters are challenging Maryland's closed primary systems. Several voters who registered as unaffiliated are challenging Maryland's closed primary elections. The plaintiffs are suing the State Board of Education, claiming closed primaries deny their constitutional right to vote and participate in all elections as provided for in the Maryland Constitution and the state's Declaration of Rights. Former Maryland Lieutenant Governor Boyd Rutherford representing the plaintiffs, who say that the taxpayer funding of closed primary elections in which they cannot vote violates their constitutional rights. Maryland lawmakers condemning Sunday's suspected terrorist attack in Boulder, Colorado, which targeted a march for Israelis. Democrat 5th District Representative Steny Hoyer says he is horrified by the attack in Boulder, the Run for Their Lives event, adding that the display of violence and anti-Semitism is unacceptable and endangers Jews in America. 6:32 on WCBM next. WCBM traffic and weather on the threes.
Joe Hartman of Perry Hall Investment Group. You have a house that you need to sell but not sure how to go about it. We're local and family operated. We bought hundreds of properties from people just like you. We pay top dollar, buy an as-is condition, and best of all, there are no closing costs or real estate commissions to pay. Our process is very simple. Let's chat over the phone for a few minutes about your property. We'll set up a time to take a look at it, and I'll make you a cash offer right on the spot. Easy as that. We take the inconveniences and the hassle out of the home selling process. Call me today, 410-989-5200. That's 410-989-5200. HousesForCashBaltimore.com. Go check us out now. We buy single-family homes, row homes, townhomes, multi-rentals, and land. It doesn't matter the condition or location. Call 410-989-5200 to receive your offer. I want to earn your trust and business, so don't delay. Call today.
Last night was lottery number 072 was your pick 3, 0823 your pick 4, and now at 6:33, traffic and weather on the threes, once again, Chuck Whitaker.
We're looking at the wreck on 95 northbound. It's there. It's north of the bridge at Joppa Road. 66 mile markers before you get to the Harford County and the Baltimore County line. The report is two tractor trailers and an SUV involved. Right now, it looks to me it might only be two lanes to the left and the two lanes to the right are blocked with all kinds of equipment on the scene. So anybody north of White Marsh Boulevard coming up through there, when you get to the bridge at Joppa Road, you'll see it. The overhead sign, just move over and get into the left-hand side of the roadway, but the backup is growing as you're heading out towards Harford County. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
For the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers, tracking a pretty nice afternoon for your Monday. We'll see temperatures back into the 70s under partly cloudy skies. Warmer conditions on the way later this week with the 80s returning to the region. Next chance for rain comes Friday. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Rapid radios are instant push-to-talk walkie-talkies, offering national LTE coverage and no subscription ever. Perfect for instant contact with an aging parent. For a limited time, go to rapidradios.com and you'll get an extra 60% off, free UPS shipping, and add code radio for an extra 5% off.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 635 Sports is brought to you by Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialist. Charlie Morton opened the homestand with a win against the Cardinals, and he closed it yesterday with a win against the White Sox.
Morton has struck out six, and he's already gotten Carroll once in a curveball.
Swing and a miss. He struck him out. Charlie Morton makes it six innings yet again.
And Jeff Arnold with the call on Masson. The right-hander ends up going a season-high 6 2/3 with no earned runs allowed. Leaves to a standing ovation from the 33,000-plus at Camden Yards yesterday as the Birds notched their first sweep of the year. 3-2 was the final over the White Sox. It was Morton's second straight quality start, his second straight win, and had manager Tony Mancelino satisfied after the game.
But this is also a guy that's performed for a long time in the big leagues. And to see kind of the negativity, but then, you know, the Baltimore fans stand up and give him a standing ovation coming off the mound. That was my favorite part. And I told
O's have won six of their last eight, best stretch of the season. Meanwhile, the Birds making a coaching hire over the weekend. Longtime MLB player and coach John Mabry joining the Orioles flock as senior advisor to the Major League coaching staff. An unusual title for an unusual situation, which was acknowledged in this question posed to O's general manager Mike Elias.
How concerned are you about just the overall lack of Major League experience in this coaching staff and ability to lead this team forward?
It's a young staff. That's something that I'm aware of.
Mabry has coaching experience with the Cardinals, the Royals, and the Miami Marlins. NASCAR Cracker Barrel 400 last night at Nashville Motor Speedway goes to Team Penske's Ryan Blaney.
Now Blaney can cruise. Only driver at Team Penske that's winless so far this year. They came to play tonight.
The 2023 NASCAR Cup Series champion led a race best 139 of the 300 laps, finally securing that all-important playoff position. French Open over the weekend, Novak Djokovic gets to the fourth round for the 16th consecutive year with a straight set win over Filip Mišolić on Saturday night. Jannik Sinner extending his Grand Slam winning streak to 17 matches. He beat Jiří Lehecka in straight sets. On the women's side, 2023 U.S. Open champ Coco Gauff defeated Marie Buzikova and will face number 20 Ekaterina Alexandrova today, with the winner moving into the quarterfinals. And finally, what a turnout in Sewell, New Jersey over the weekend to honor the late Johnny Gaudreau and his brother Matt, both killed by a hit-and-run drunk driver while riding their bikes in their hometown on the weekend of their sister's wedding. Thousands attended the event. It was a 5K walk and run at Washington Lake Park. That was a place where Johnny and Matt went hundreds of times as kids, and around the corner from Hollydale Ice Arena, where they started playing hockey. Johnny Gaudreau played 11 seasons in the NHL for the Flames and the Blue Jackets, was affectionately known as Johnny Hockey. The time now is 6:37. When we return, what to make of the Orioles after the first 2 months.
Attention federal employees, are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC.
Hey, full-time granddad, how are you?
Hey, I'm survived.
He looks awesome. He does.
I think he's ready for a vacay. What about you?
The real vacation comes next week.
Yeah. Wait, is that really true?
It is true.
Well, after last week.
In the world?
Look, I got to tell you, he looks just a little bit more tired this morning.
Okay.
Than we usually look first.
Well, I was sleeping into five.
Yes.
Instead of three.
Well, you know what? I get up at 5. You could have called me.
I could have called you. That's right. I could have called you and said, don't forget to plug in.
Yeah, well, that's true, too. Well, anyway, welcome back.
Thank you. Nice to be back. Thank you very much.
You do look... Actually, you look fairly well-rested. So
no, I feel really good. I really do.
That's damn it with faint praise, isn't
that's
it?
Right.
You look fairly well-rested.
The question is, are the Orioles well-rested? Well, that's the question.
So I'm not giving up hope. Okay, look, I know the White Sox and, you know, okay, so it's
please.
The White Sox. Listen, you got Westbrook coming back. You got Couser coming back. Hopefully you got Grayson Rodriguez coming back, and we'll see what that means. They've played the first 58 games of the year understaffed. No question about it, okay? I don't think Brandon Hyde deserved to get fired, to be honest with you, because of that, number one. And so I'm not giving up hope. We'll see what the month of June holds. By the time July 4th rolls around, we'll know exactly where we are.
Yeah.
Okay?
Well, the question is, can they climb back respectably to 500 first?
Well, that's the first, yeah.
Right.
Right, obviously. So they're 14 back. I totally get it. They got a big road trip coming up. We'll see what happens.
Yeah.
And I'm not giving up.
It's not like you play the Rockies every day, okay?
Well, I got a story about that.
Coming up.
Sure,
right,
you
thanks,
do.
Gary. Appreciate that. 6:39. 21 minutes now before the hour of 7 o'clock.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Well, Pete Buttigieg, he has the solution for the Democrats. You may think this is a little bit odd as far as a serious suggestion goes, but he's serious about this. He says the problem the Democrats have is they've not really clarified for the American people exactly in what they believe.
Of course we should be talking about how, if Speaker Johnson got his way, it wouldn't be possible, not just for gay people to get married, but for straight people to get divorced, let alone like birth control or how he would want to regulate porn or whatever people, most people would have a problem with.
Yeah. So in other words, give us gay sex and porn and we'll win the election.
Yeah, there's another guy still stuck in the 20%.
Wow. Know,
it's another 80-20 issue. And this is why the Democrats have no leaders. They have no strategy and they have no clue.
Yeah. And the idea some of the Speaker Johnson has decided he's going to regulate porn and prevent married people from getting divorced. Where the hell did that come from? I mean, this stuff they're just pulling out of the ether, Sean. Throw it against the wall, it's spaghetti, maybe a little bit of it'll stick, and we'll know exactly where to go from here. It's amazing to see what's going on the left side of the aisle. Now, here's a perfect example of this. Congresswoman Ashley Hinson, she was in Iowa, gave a speech over the weekend. It was on Friday, I guess. And she received some groans, some displeasure from some of the gathered folks. No, look, it's fine. I think it's wonderful when people actually have the opportunity to hear directly from their representatives and give whatever feedback they have, as long as they keep it within reason. There was no profanity. There was like a collective groan when she mentioned, I think she mentioned the Big Beautiful Bill or mentioned Doge or something. But the reaction of Nicole Wallace, who once upon a time pretended she was a Republican, is pretty revealing as far as how seriously the political left takes people on the political right.
I was also proud to vote for President Trump's One Big Beautiful Bill last week. This is a generational investment.
Can I hear that again? Oh, that is like the old-fashioned movies with the laugh track. Or groan track. Somewhere in Hollywood, Eddie, they're like, scrap our groan track. We have something better.
Okay. First of all, I don't quite get what she's doing other than she's having a good time because she thinks somehow this is a huge bloody nose the Republicans have not gotten because one congresswoman got negative pushback in a public speech. If they're not getting a negative pushback, then somebody isn't paying attention because we all can't agree on every issue. I mean, it's inevitable. Sean and I disagree on issues.
You also have to remember that this is not grassroots. Democrats are astroturfing this stuff.
Sure.
They're gathering their clubs together, their Democrat minions, and they're basically making sure they get to these town hall meetings to cause issues.
And this is what really puzzled me. Nicole Wallace then made the following statement that has no basis in reality whatsoever.
It was just a smidgeroo of it. That was one little tiny section of a town hall held there by Iowa Republican Congresswoman Ashley Hinson reading nervously from her notes, where she was forced to defend Donald Trump's deeply unpopular policies and her own parties and her own role in capitulating to him and Elon Musk.
You want to specify what deeply unpopular policies there are? I checked virtually every pollster after I heard that bite to say, where are his policies deeply unpopular in the country? None.
Not a one.
In the Democrat Party.
Yeah. But, I mean, none. So they're trying to create a reality that does not exist. Well, Kelsey Priest, really. But, you know, this is who they are, folks. Let's laugh at the other guys.
I've never trusted that woman ever since she threw Sarah Palin under the bus.
Yep, you got that right. 6:43, traffic and weather on the threes. Once again, the man about town. And remember, he's also about country. He's about anything you can get away with. Chuck Whitaker.
Northbound 95 is the problem right now with the wreck here northbound at Chopper Road, 66-mile marker. So it's north of White Marsh Boulevard. It's after the bridge at Cowanton Avenue. And as you're going out to the Harford County and the Baltimore County line, two lanes are getting by to the left, and you'll see the flashing lights. It's going to be a while with two tractor trailers and an SUV involved in that wreck. So a big delay northbound. The option, if you want to move over, I don't think you have to right now, but Pulaski Highway is available as the detour route. Southbound, I don't think, can see it, so it's not going to be a problem there. Both the tunnels now with the range of 15 to 20-minute delays, maybe a little bit longer, both on 895 and 95 South going into the Fort McHenry Tunnel. And if you're heading down towards the Capitol Beltway, apparently there's an incident on the ramp from southbound 95 exiting onto Powder Mill Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Weather tells us partly cloudy today, high about 75, temps back into the 80s later this week. And I keep saying Weather Channel. Boy, I'm out of practice.
Yeah.
It's the Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast,
right,
folks. Could be hazy from Canadian wildfires later this week. Rain returns on Friday. So right now we've got, it's a pretty nice morning. Sun is up and temperatures are starting to warm up. It's 49 and sunny in Reisterstown, 50 in Pikesville. Time for Chuck's Food News. We head out to the Chuck Wagon for the latest items trending in the food and beverage world. Public service for our listeners. In the name, I'm Butterball Johnson.
I see nothing. I know nothing.
Yes, indeed, and the big Chuck Roast and Crab Feast coming up Friday, June the 20th, Jimmy's Famous Seafood. And here's the menu, all you can eat. Because a lot of people have asked about this. Maryland blue crabs, and yes, they are Maryland blue crabs. Maryland crab soup, garlic bread, coleslaw, market salad with house dressing, corn on the cob, fried chicken, pit beef, pit ham, pit turkey, rolls and condiments, barbecue baby back ribs, seafood ecstasy with, I think he went out with her once.
Yeah.
Years ago in Irvington.
Yeah. Yeah,
she climbed up all the time.
She was dancing at the 2 o'clock club then. Huh?
Yes, she was.
She was playing a shell game.
Yes. She couldn't sit in the front row. Things happened.
Anyway, that's served with penne pasta, if in case you're interested.
Oh, penne pasta is going to be there.
Exactly.
The 20 folks get nickel pasta, by the way.
Right.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. It also includes soda, iced tea, lemonade, and adult beverages are, of course, extra. And you can sign up for your tickets right now. Grab them while they're hot. And that is, of course, at WCBM.com. A corporate chef at McDonald's has come out with the secret to why McDonald's burgers taste the way they do.
All right.
Okay? And you might think it's some special super secret seasoning. Or something, think again.
I'm a former McDonald's corporate chef. I am going to divulge some information for you. Nobody believes me. Just to confirm, this magic seasoning, they legally have to post the ingredient statement on their website. I'll even put the meat ingredient statement. It's just salt and pepper. There's literally no other things in it. 86% salt, 14% pepper. The hamburger, the McDouble, the double cheeseburger, and the Big Mac, same seasoning is used on their quarter pounders. If you do not think this is true, along with the beef being all beef, go sue them. You could bring that product to an independent lab.
Yeah,
it's all beef, Patricia.
86% salt, 14% pepper.
Yeah, I noticed that.
By the way, new chain down in Texas called Trump Burgers.
Yeah.
Yeah, four restaurants have now opened, including in Belleville, Texas. It's a restaurant offering burgers named after Donald Trump. And it's got a Trump name is emblazoned on the bun. Again, there's the Trump Burger. There they has a First Lady sandwich. So the Trump Burger of Belleville has a rating of 4 out of 5 based on 35 reviews so far. So check it out if you're in Belleville, Texas. The new Twix Snickerdoodle tastes like a cookie and hits like a classic. It's starting July 2025. The brand will roll out its newest flavor, Twix Snickerdoodle. It's the
comfort of the cinnamon sugar cookie, and of course with the caramel milk chocolate that Twix has to offer as well.
Anything that has horchata in it?
Don't know.
Horchata was big last week in the food news.
Horchata was. Okay, yeah, that was last week.
I don't know what it is, but it was big. Oh, it tastes like horchata. Really? Is that good?
Yeah.
In your case, it was front porch out.
Front porch. Or get out of here.
Zaxby's out of Georgia, the latest popular fast food chain expanding into Maryland. How about that? Four new restaurants opening across the Baltimore metro area in Nottingham, Rosedale, Glen Burnie, and Ellicott City are currently under consideration for Zaxby's. If you've ever been down south, good stuff.
Yeah, we have. About a block from my house. Yeah. Good stuff.
Pop Secret finally debuts. It's ready to eat popcorn. You know, before they just get the, you know, ready to pop kernels, but now it's already popped. You get in double cheddar, home style sea salt, and movie theater butter.
Oh, that's good.
Okay. I'm wondering if that's actual butter, though.
Probably not.
The movie theater butter is pretty much, I would think, chemicals.
I can't believe it's not butter.
Yeah. The newest pretzel maker, Pretzel Bites, are flavored with the Flamin' Hot Cheetos. So that's a classic new Cheetos-covered pretzel bite. So that might be something good there. A little Flamin' Hot Cheeto pretzel bites coming to a pretzel maker near you. So good stuff. But don't forget, WCVM.com. Make your plans right now before, because we do have a limit how many people we can get fit in the room. And then there's Chuck.
But yeah, that's nice.
Well, you know, we're kind of practicing up here.
The gold-plated wheelbarrow that'll be bringing me in.
I'm like torn as to whether I'm going to do a life, you know, retrospective, or you know, just let it rip. I'm just not quite sure what I'm going to do yet.
I have nothing but praise for Chuck, so I will be there in order to counterbalance all these snarky things that are being said about you, Chuck.
I'm ready to go either way.
Yeah,
depending on what the flow of the crowd is.
Okay, we've heard that as well, Chuck, but that's probably too much information for us first thing in the morning.
I knew as soon as I said it, I said, "Oops, probably shouldn't have said that."
Exactly. All right, we'll see you in a couple. 6:50, 10 before the hour of 7 o'clock. You're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
All right. This is an astounding little soundbite and confusing to me. This leftist woman is being actually interviewed by somebody. You will hear in a minute what she does to end the interview. It's phenomenal. That's coming up. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. We are The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. And the folks at Glen Burnie Transmissions and the folks at Johnson Transmission have joined together to make sure that no matter where you are in the metropolitan area, that you will have your car serviced and a new transmission put in as beautifully as possible. Glen Burnie Transmissions, Jim Jennings Transmissions have joined together to make sure that no matter where you are, you can choose the best when it comes to your transmission. Both companies in business for over half a century. And it's about time that the two premier transmission service companies team up. So whether it's a new, used, rebuilt, or remanufactured transmission for hundreds less than the dealers, look no further than either Glen Burnie Transmissions or Jim Jennings Transmissions. You get the same courteous, professional, expert service from both companies. There is great financing available, free area towing. Call Glen Burnie Transmissions 410-766-8500 or gbt-online.com. Or call Jim Jennings Transmissions 410-686-6700 or jjt-online.com. Glen Burnie Transmissions and Jim Jennings Transmissions, I'm sorry, the best team in Baltimore.
When you move to assisted living, what do you get? At some places, you get tricked, hoodwinked, ripped off, duped, swindled, even hornswoggled. At Lorien Assisted Living, you don't get that. You get transparent pricing, no surprises, and you get 24-hour licensed nursing on site. Not every place has that. Try the Lorien Pricing Calculator. Know what to expect in 5 easy clicks. Visit LorienMakesSense.com. That's LorienMakesSense.com. Lorien makes assisted living make sense.
Hey folks, Bruce Elliott. Let me tell you about my friends at Wallace Roofing and Construction. Family owned, family operated for over 90 years. Now that is dependability. I've trusted them personally, and so have our listeners right here on WCBM for more than 20 years. Wallace Roofing never uses subcontractors, ensuring top quality work every time. Give them a call today, 410-655-3700. That's 410-655-3700. And please tell them Bruce Elliott sent you. Wallace Roofing, above all, a good roof. MHRC number 1566.
actually learn to listen?
Listen for the news at the top of the hour and again at the bottom of the hour. Then back to the top for more.
That's why it's important you listen to us.
Listen for the news on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
653, Talk Radio 680, WCBM. Traffic weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, Chuck Whitaker.
All right, most of the activity now with this wreck on 95 is now confined pretty much to the shoulder, but I would stay out of the right lane northbound 95 as you're going north of White Marsh Boulevard and out towards Joppa Road. 66 mile marker. Still a little activity there with the first responders on the right side and in the painted out area. So even though the right lane is open, we're still getting three lanes to the left if you just want to make sure you move over there. So that should help out with the backup northbound. Beltway should fill in just a bit. Outer loop at Hartford Road already on the west side, and there are delays now southbound at both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast for you today. Partly cloudy, 75 today, and right now we're looking at 52 and sunny in the city. 52 sunny skies in Dundalk. Let's go to Bill in Owings Mills. Good morning, Bill. Hello, Bill. Oh, Bill is back. We lost him on that line. We got him back on line two. All right, Bill, you there?
Good morning, Bill.
Yeah, good morning.
Yes, sir. Good morning.
I'm going to be very brief. I love my country just like you guys do, but I'm getting tired of these rebel rousers who are not citizens. And I believe protest in order to protest legally and peaceful protest, you have to have a permit and you have to be a citizen. Am I correct?
No. You can, if you have a large group, you have to have a permit. Yeah. But if you're out there as an individual.
On a soapbox, knock yourself out.
Yeah, the Constitution says you can, freedom of assembly. You can redress your grievances.
Don't you have to be a U.S. citizen?
No.
Is that right?
I'll tell you, Bill, it's time and place dependent, to be clear. There's no unlimited First Amendment right to speak.
Well, you cannot get it.
Hold on, Bill, if I might.
Sure.
Bill, let me finish it real quick. You cannot walk into a school, set up a soapbox in the middle of the gym, and start hollering at people. That is not time and place appropriate. You don't have to get a permit to stand in the town square across from the school and get up on a soapbox and start talking there.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know something? I'm fed up with these. I remember when the Shah of Iran was overthrown and I went to Towson State, and I remember all these ragamuffins going around screaming and hollering and carrying on and threatening and so forth, and I remember that very vividly. And as far as I'm concerned, if you want to study here, I don't have a problem if you're a positive person. And, you know, I'll even extend it. If after you finish your education, you want to become a positive working person in this country, you should be eligible for freedom. To become a citizen if you comply with all, you know, the directions and things like that, because I believe there are things in place that can do that, and you have the proper sponsorship, you know, a positive individual who wants to be an American. However, if you're going to carry on and want to do violence, use whatever force necessary, and I mean whatever force, to get them out of here. Sorry, goodbye.
Yeah, well, that has begun, and it's a revoking student visas. It's revoking some of these other visas, and that is a start. Bill, thanks for the call. Appreciate your rant and your sentiment.
Yep.
Wave of juvenile crime sweeping through Baltimore over the weekend. Multiple incidents involving Utes reported across the city. On Friday, a man was carjacked at gunpoint in northeast Baltimore. A 15-year-old was robbed of his watch and jacket. Police later found the carjacked vehicle crashed into a yard. Two 15-year-olds were arrested. A BB gun recovered there. The crime spree continued Saturday in southwest Baltimore. Police pursued another stolen car. And then we find out two teens at the corner of Light and Lombard in downtown Baltimore were shot and at Light Street and East Lombard around 6 p.m. last evening. That has now prompted folks to start the petition to recall or ask for the resignation of DJS Secretary Vinnie Schiraldi. Here is the petition organizer, Donna Ann Ward.
Baltimore juveniles take it easy during the winter because it's cold, so the petition sort of died down. Well, now it's warm weather, and everyone's saying the same thing. They're back.
Yeah, they are back, and not only are they back, but they're being released after committing heinous crimes.
Last night, La Burrita, Tacos in the Park, and Be More Licks were robbed. Kiva police in Laurel arrested a kid who was involved with breaking into 120 cars. Had evidence, keys, money, IDs. Got a call from the Department of Juvenile Services requesting that they release this juvenile. This happens all the time.
Yeah, happens all the time. 120 cars, and Dan Harrison says Schiraldi is out of touch.
I just feel that he's not in touch with what's happening here.
Of course not. But according to Wes Moore, he's doing incredible reform work over there. But Donna Ward says he has no answers.
It's spread across the state. It's spread to Laurel. It's spread to the county. The thing in Columbia. You know, Vinny Schiraldi has no answers.
And if you'd like to sign the petition, I would urge you to do so. Check it out on my Facebook page this morning. It is up there where you can go to the change.org website and sign the petition to have Mr. Schiraldi out of here, as they say. Mm-hmm. My good buddy Tim Munson, AES Builder Home Improvements for over 35 years. Tim has lived by the slogan, when they're done, you'll be happy. And if you're not happy, they're not done. And they've stood by that slogan for these last 35 years. In fact, Tim told me recently it was divinely inspired. He was praying one day and was trying to think of a slogan that just popped into his mind. And that's where it all began. And, of course, he's lived by that slogan over the last three decades or so. 43-plus Super Service Awards, A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. They're all about integrity and craftsmanship. They never cut corners, never bid to subcontractors. They always offer the best work at the lowest price. And they offer that free concierge service that makes you sure that you get exactly what you want. And the great spring offer continues right now. First 25 new customers to call in, it'll take $2,500 off any addition kitchen or bath remodeling. Call 1-800-787-SAVE.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBN Baltimore.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. The FBI says it is considered an act of terrorism yesterday's attack on a crowd in Boulder, Colorado. They had gathered peacefully in support of Israeli hostages in Gaza when police say a man showed up with an improvised flamethrower, started throwing Molotov cocktails.
One of them he threw inside of a group, at the group, and one lady lit on fire from head to toe. And then the other four people were also injured and in a fire, but not as bad as the first one.
Police say the suspect, 45-year-old Mohammed Sabri Solomon, is an Egyptian national here on an expired visa. Eight people injured in the attack, at least one in critical condition. One person killed, 11 others injured, a mass shooting at a house party in Hickory, western North Carolina. Authorities say at least 80 shots were fired, no arrests yet. Communist China's designs on Taiwan, Defense Secretary Hegseth says they are far beyond theoretical. They're very real, with a potentially imminent invasion not out of the question.
Speaking at the Shangri-La Dialogue Security Summit, Secretary Hegseth clarified that the United States will not stand idly by, vowing full military support for Taiwan should Beijing make a move. Hegseth's comments mark the most forceful declaration to date from the Trump administration on defending Taiwan. In response, China is accusing the United States of, quote, vilifying Hegseth's remarks at the summit, describing them as deplorable. Hegseth also warned that China's military is, quote, rehearsing for the real deal. He added the threat China poses is real and could be on the horizon. Bernie Bennett reporting.
Russian and Ukrainian negotiators sitting down for peace talks following a large-scale Ukrainian drone strike reportedly heavily damaged numerous Russian military aircraft deep inside Russia. On Wall Street, Dow futures down 157 points, and NASDAQ futures off 131. More on these stories at townhall.com.
If you're living with pain, see how Relief Factor can help.
I'm an artist, and I'm in my studio. I listen to the radio all day, and I'm hearing the ads about Relief Factor. And I've got pain in my neck, and it's getting worse. And I'm thinking, well, I'm going to go ahead and order this. 2 weeks later, I've got much better range of motion. If you're experiencing pain at a certain point in life, I would get Relief Factor.
Fight pain naturally with Relief Factor. Go to ReliefFactor.com and get your 3-week quick start today. Only $19.95.
At Straight Talk, we are all about no-brainers. Calling Grandma for her recipe, no-brainer. Streaming one more episode at 2 a.m., big no-brainer. Getting real unlimited data where you buy bananas, the ultimate no-brainer. Switch now and get a free Samsung Galaxy A16 5G or Moto G Power 5G 2025 with select plans. Straight Talk, real unlimited data. Available at Walmart and StraightTalk.com. Offer valid through 7/2025. Taxes and fees apply. Requires in-store activation of single line gold unlimited plan or higher. For network management practices, visit StraightTalk.com/terms. Copyright 2025 Verizon.
Good morning at 7:03 Monday morning on Talk Radio 680. 1580 WCBM. We are the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot, and of course, with Chuck Whitaker, every 10-minute on the threes. Traffic and weather. Good morning, Chuck.
Morning. The new problem now, southbound 29, appears to be before we get to the river after 216 at Maple Lawn. Some injuries and some road blockage there. The traffic right now is just beginning to stop right here at the ramp at 216. So you'll see a lot of traffic getting off at 216 and then heading over 295 or Route 1 to go south. Pretty good size backup right now, and it starts right there at Maple Lawn going down. I don't think it's after the river. I think it's right before we get to the river on 29 south. So we'll have to keep an eye on that. A couple of new wrecks in the city. Fayette Street at Washington Street. That's on the east side. Pratt Street at McHenry. That's over on the west side. And we're still slow, but the accident mostly is on the right shoulder. Northbound 95 getting up to the Harford County, Baltimore County line. And again, we do have delays with the heavy traffic south going into both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
For the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers, tracking a pretty nice afternoon for your Monday. We'll see temperatures back into the 70s under partly cloudy skies. Warmer conditions on the way later this week with the 80s returning to the region. Next chance for rain comes Friday. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Right now, Aberdeen, 46 degrees. Ellicott City has 42. On Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Good morning. 7:04, I'm Bruce Elliott, and now the news continues on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Maryland lawmakers condemning Sunday's suspected terrorist attack in Boulder, Colorado, targeting a match for his targeting a march for Israelis. Democrat 5th Representative Steny Hoyer says he is horrified by the attack at the Boulder Run for the Lives event, adding that the display of violence and anti-Semitism is unacceptable and endangers Jews in America, Israel, and around the world. Counseling staff available for our students at Deep Creek Middle School in Baltimore County this week after a teacher was arrested on child sex abuse charges. Physical education teacher Roger Myers, charged with multiple counts of sex offense and second-degree assault. In a letter to the school community, Principal Laura Kelly said Myers has been on leave since February and has had no access to Deep Creek or any other Baltimore County school. One person dead, two others injured after a pair of Sunday shootings in Baltimore. About 10 a.m., an officer conducting business checks heard a gunfire shot in the 600 block of Cherry Hill Road, found a 42-year-old man with a gunshot wound to the body, victim taken to a hospital where he died a short time later. Around 6 p.m., a person approached an officer near Light and Lombard Street, reported an armed person nearby. Officer responded to the area, heard multiple gunshot wounds, before finding 17 and 19-year-old victims both badly wounded, taken to the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. 7:06 on WCBM. Lottery numbers, your pick 3072, pick 40823, and next, it's Stein on Sports.
Comcast Business is celebrating Small Business Month by giving you a $1,000 small business bonus when you switch to a qualifying gig speed package from the company with over 99.99% network reliability. Just imagine the thousands of possibilities of a $1,000 prepaid card. Like possibility number one, company merch for staff. Styling. Or possibility number 24, the latest software. Upgrade. Or possibility number 192, new equipment powered by gig speeds. Or possibility number 555, a 3D printer. Rapid prototyping, anyone? Switch to Comcast Business for over 99.99% network reliability, advanced cybersecurity, and now get started with a $1,000 small business bonus. Comcast Business, powering possibilities.
And 622.25. New customers only with two-year agreement. Other restrictions apply.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 705 Sports is brought to you by the Comfort Guys. That's Farnan and Dermer, keeping you cool all summer long. It's been a long 2 months for Charlie Morton in Baltimore, but it looks like the 41-year-old right-hander may be turning it around.
0-2 here against Palacios. Painted it. Strike three call. Fastball, outer edge, nothing Palacios could do.
Jeff Arnold with the call on Masson. Morton goes to season-high 6 2/3 for Baltimore yesterday, and he was in command. Six hits, one unearned run, seven strikeouts as the Birds take care of the White Sox 3-2 the final for a three-game sweep over Chicago. After the game, Morton on where the Birds are right now.
It just seemed like we weren't firing on all cylinders, and I think that's where we're trying to get to. It's just trying to get some momentum going. So a series like this is really good.
never hurts to play the White Sox. Meanwhile, the Colorado Rockies, as Sean was saying at the bottom of the hour, making history yesterday, swept by the Mets. They're 9-50 on the year, the worst record through 59 games in the modern era since 1901. They're on pace for 24 wins this year. And finally, the NBA Finals are set. The Pacers over the Knickerbockers in Game 6. They'll meet the Thunder in OKC on Thursday night in Game 1. Not only did that game end the Knickerbocker season, it also ended the NBA's 36-year run on TNT. Games will air next year on the NBC platform. Coming up in 30 minutes, a new soccer stadium could be in Baltimore's future, but the question is, who pays? And that is Stein on Sports.
When it's hot in Maryland, I've got one name I trust, Farnan and Dermer, the Comfort Guys. These folks have been keeping homes cool since 1902. That's five generations of family-run service that you can count on. Need same-day AC repair or a full system replacement? They've got you covered with 0% financing for 60 months and rebates up to $7,000 off select systems. And hey, tell them Gary told you to call. It might just help. Just $99 for an AC tune-up with a no-breakdown guarantee. Call 410-367-7777 or visit acbaltimore.com.
From Dundalk to the Boardwalk, from Pikesville to Parkville. This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Welcome back. This is the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hour number two here on the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot, Talk Radio 680 WCBM, 99.9 FM in Hartford County, the right choice for Maryland. Coming up in this hour, Elon leaves Doge. His special time as a special government employee is now over. The AutoPen scandal continues to grow by leaps and bounds. But the top story here is about Chairman Joe Bitter Biden is back.
I'd say the guy's hilarious somehow. Unintentionally hilarious. Yesterday, he was back out in public again, and I did not see Jill directly in the camera shot. So this may be his first big boy time out, you know, without his tender with him. And he talked about how tough he is.
There's also been a lot of discussion recently about your mental and physical capabilities while you were in office.
You can see that. I'm mentally incompetent, and I can't walk, and I can beat the hell out of both of them.
I'm thinking, who? Beat the hell out of both of them. Who? The question wasn't about a book. The question was about the author's book. It was just, there's been a lot of talk about this. What do you say? I can beat both of them. Okay, Joe, thanks.
Do you want to reply to any of those reports and also to the fact that there are some Democrats who are now questioning whether you should have run for re-election in the first place?
Why didn't they run against me then? Because I would have beaten them.
See, he beats everybody, Sean. He would have beaten those, both of them, whoever they are, and he would have beaten anybody who ran against him as well. You know, it's almost as if, Sean, it's almost as if he had a whole nother dream in mind.
You don't understand. I could have had class. I could have been a contender. I could have been somebody.
Yeah, but not with Barack Obama as president. Now, basically, you're just holdovers. So Joe Biden back out again, at least for the day, and then off to wherever Joe puts him.
Then why'd you drop out?
Really?
Yeah, if you felt you could beat both anybody. Of them, or anybody, why'd you drop out? He always said he could beat Trump, did beat him, allegedly, in 2020. So why'd you drop out? Why did you allow yourself to drop out and allegedly sign that resignation letter? Maybe in the few things he actually signed in the last few months of his presidency.
It would be kind of funny if you found out it was done with AutoPen.
It would. Well, we got Josh Hawley. We'll play it a little bit later on. A Secret Service whistleblower told him something really embarrassing about Joe Biden. So yeah. We got that coming up, too.
One of the interesting things we came across last week was the indication, and it came from, I think, David Hogg, that it was Jill Biden's chief of staff who was one of the individuals who had primary access to the auto pen. Whose chief of staff is going to do a damn thing unless somebody else tells him to do it? Who would that somebody be? Your employer.
If it's Jill's chief of staff, it's probably Jill.
Yes.
But there are others, and we're going to do the AutoPen scandal coming up in about 20 minutes here or so, 25 minutes, in which there are several names that have surfaced.
Yeah, to me, I think virtually everything that was signed by AutoPen under that
especially
administration
the
needs review.
Yeah, any legislation or any pardon, any executive order. I'm not talking about proclamations or, you know, letters to constituents. I'm talking about the stuff that actually carries legislative meaning to it.
Any order, any executive order. Cheeseburger. 713. Chuck Whitaker.
What?
I'll go back for it again. He just tuned out as soon as he got done talking. He just left the room.
No, I'm just paying attention.
Cheeseburger. That's my order.
Yes. Pit beef, pit turkey, pit ham, steamed crabs. Mm. That's plenty for me. Thank you very much.
WCBM.com. Get your tickets now.
Thank you very much.
We're not hawking that much, are we?
Shameless self-promotion.
We love this.
That's right. 95 South, Fort McHenry Tunnel. Now your backup is right here at Moravia Road. So from there into the toll plaza at the Fort McHenry Tunnel, 20 to 25 minutes. 895, not quite back to Moravia Road, but slow, very close to Pulaski Highway. So right there again, a 20-minute delay for the traffic on 895. All the morning delays are right there on the Beltway, Parkville side, Interloop at Green Springs, 795 to Frederick Road. Nothing major through Annapolis. The morning buildup just beginning. I-97 southbound at Route 32. Still clear at the Bay Bridge over to the Severn River Bridge. 29 south, you're slow at Maple Lawn. The wreck is south of 216 and appears to be before the river on 29 south. Might be down to just one lane. Pretty good size back up there. JFX last check. Still clear for the traffic moving south. And you saw the accident on the shoulder. I-95 northbound before for the Harford County Lawn. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
By the way, Chuck, listeners are pointing out that in that menu that I read off about half an hour or so ago for the big crab feast and chuck roast, and again, the tickets available at WCBM.com, I left off the dessert. And the dessert is Whitaker's Flambé.
Oh.
Yeah. Whitaker Flambé.
Burn him right up.
We're going to flambé Mr. Whitaker.
Yeah.
Based on his career.
It's kind of like racing suit on, which is flame retardant.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
Being on the dais with a bunch of other retardants.
Did you say that's flame? That's flame intellectually challenged.
That's right.
Chuck, really.
All right, Bruce. It's fine.
And we're just making a comeback now.
Things will be different, Bruce.
Yeah, I'm sure they will.
Yes.
All right.
Mr. Casey, they'll find out what Mr. Casey really means.
Partly cloudy, says the Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast. 75 for your high today. And right now, of course, it is sun is up. Gorgeous morning. 51 in Forest Hill, 53 in Glen Burnie. Time for our MAGA movement update.
From this moment on, America's decline is over. For American citizens, January 20th, 2025 is Liberation Day.
Liberation Day, indeed. President Trump noting that the Chinese Communist Party, that would be China, has totally violated the Geneva Agreement. 2 weeks ago, China was in grave economic danger. The very high tariffs I set made it virtually impossible for China to trade into the United States marketplace, which is by far number one in the world. We went, in effect, cold turkey with China, and it was devastating for them. So they said, the bad news is that China, perhaps not surprisingly to some, has totally violated its agreement with us. So much for being Mr. Nice Guy. We're now also getting word that another virus or some kind of strain of bug has broken out in China, and they are being locked down. They're in quarantine again. So here we go again, folks. U.S. economy turning around, tariffs beginning to hurt China, and just like I think they did last time, I think they're getting ready to unleash something on us again. President Trump, are you listening? I'm sure you have are completely aware of that. Big deal on steel announced in Pittsburgh on Friday.
We are going to be imposing a 25% increase. We're going to bring it from 25% to 50%, the tariffs on steel into the United States of America, which will even further secure the steel industry in the United States. Nobody's going to get around that.
This is a partnership between U.S. and Nippon Steel, us and the Japanese, bringing about $14 billion in foreign investment, creating all sorts of jobs, and the U.S. will remain the majority decision maker in this partnership. So this will not impact our national security whatsoever. This is an alliance between U.S. Steel and Nippon Steel, and the reason why we did that is because the Chinese have been dumping steel into the U.S. U.S. for quite some time.
So more merger than acquisition.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. Yeah, so, but again, all since it's based in the United States, that the U.S. will be the lead decider. I think it's a 51-49. I'll look at the exact percentages, but it is a good deal for the United States. Meanwhile, CNN, of all people, reporting there is a judicial coup being waged lawfare against this president.
The courts have halted Trump's admin agenda a huge number of times. What are we talking about? We're talking about at least 181 times that they have temporarily, at least temporarily, halted Trump's agenda. That is a huge number. To give you that in percentage terms, in over 50% of the cases that are presented to courts, the Trump administration agenda has been halted at least temporarily. So Donald Trump, you know, tries to do these actions with this administration, but the courts have been saying, hold on, wait a minute here. And they have said that at least 181 times so far in just the first few months of this administration.
134 days. 180. You know, injunctions, rulings against Trump in just 134 days. One of the Democrats bragging about this is lawfare Democrat Norm Eisen.
Now at CREW, we have 152 open legal matters against the Trump administration since January 20th. We filed the first one at 12:01 p.m. We want to file the very first lawsuit. I had somebody listening on their iPhone to the swearing in and standing at the GSA to drop a complaint on them about the Trump Hotel. You know, just compelled by circumstances, and when Trump is ejected, as I believe he will be, then I'll help stitch up some of the damage and I'll go back to book writing.
Yeah, Norm Eisen, who is a radical progressive Democrat, are you trying to use the courts, the judges, and lawsuits to stop the Trump agenda? Good luck. Trump did warn on Sunday, quote, if the courts somehow rule against us on tariffs, which is not expected, that would allow other countries to hold our nation hostage with their anti-American tariffs they would use against us. This would mean the economic ruination of the United States of America. And so we put out this warning, as these radical judges need to be put on notice. Meanwhile, the economic news is off the charts. Inflation is eased. It's now down to 2.1%, which is almost where it was when he left office the first time, at 1.9%. Personal income is up nearly 1% in April. These are powerful numbers. Trade deficit plummets, and we brought in $23 billion in revenue in May from the tariffs themselves. So that is all great economic news in just 134 days. Remember all the dire predictions? The tariffs are going to raise inflation. And it was just going to lead to the ruin of many American companies. Didn't happen, folks. More Democrat scare tactics. And that's the way it went down 134 days into the golden age of America.
We will not be conquered. We will not be intimidated. We will not be broken. And we will not fail. From this day on, the United States of America will be a free, sovereign, and independent nation. We will stand bravely. We will live proudly. We will dream boldly, and nothing will stand in our way because we are Americans. The future is ours, and our golden age has just begun.
By the way, big news, Rescue Natural Supplements is rolling back their clock and the prices. That's right, supplements you trust at prices you haven't seen in over a decade. Plus, they're offering a massive 33% off on top of already discounted 2010 rollback pricing. That's every product, every supplement, every nutraceutical from omega-3s, probiotics, joint support, everything. Prices roll back to get you ready for summer. Just use the code WELLNESS at checkout for 33% off your entire order on Rescue single bottles. And all you have to do to order is call a Rescue product consultant at 1-800-26-ALIVE. That's 1-800-262-5483. Or shop online by visiting res-q.com. That's res-q.com. Feel better. Get active. Turn back the clock with both the pricing, and you'll feel like you did when you were much, much younger. Use the code WELLNESS, WELLNESS, for 33% off. Call Rescue today or visit the website res-q.com.
Joe Hartman here, owner of Perry Hall Investment Group. Now is a great time to sell your unwanted property for top dollar with no commissions or fees. Call me today at 410-989-5200. That's 410-989-5200.
Hey, folks, Bruce Elliott. Let me tell you about my friends at Wallace Roofing and Construction. Family-owned, family-operated for over 90 years. Now, that is dependability. I've trusted them personally, and so have our listeners right here on WCBM for more than 20 years. Wallace Roofing never uses subcontractors, ensuring top-quality work every time. Give them a call today, 410-655-3700. That's 410-655-3700. And please tell them Bruce Elliott sent you. Wallace Roofing, above all, a good roof, MHIC number 1566.
The latest headlines are just minutes away at 30 past the hour. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Good morning, 7:23, Monday morning on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, it's Chuck Whitaker.
All right, so the backup's still there as you're going south through Columbia, down through Maple Lawn. Maple Lawn, the big community there, right at Route 216, the area of Johns Hopkins Road. The wreck is south of there before we get to the river as you're moving south on 29. And again, it may be down to just one lane at that particular point. Pretty good size backup right now. So again, we see a lot of traffic kind of taking the ramp and then going over 216 and picking up 95 from there. Report of a wreck now on the outer loop at Lock Raven Boulevard. I'm looking at the camera right here at Pering Parkway. If it's there, it's not creating any backup right now. The normal delay is there right around Harford Road, but I don't see anything in the roadway beyond Pering Parkway. So northeast side, yeah, with the normal delays coming up around through that area and then some slowing through Green Spring and the west side outer loop delay, as per usual, very heavy from 795 all the way down through Frederick Road. The inner loop, by the way, the backup now starting at 795 as you're working your way around towards Park Heights Avenue and through that area. Some of that is because of the bright sunshine right there on the inner loop as you're traveling eastbound towards the Green Spring Avenue ramp. Earlier wreck still on the shoulder, northbound 95 before the Harford County line. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
This is Danny Manoff from Intrepid Paralegal Solutions, LLC. Join us on Saturday at 1 o'clock for Justice and Why It Matters to You, our new show to help individuals understand how the legal system works. Look forward to seeing you there.
Weather, let's see, weather authority forecast here for your Monday morning, partly cloudy, and high today about 75, and then we start to heat up a little bit. Temperatures will go back into the 80s by midweek of this week. Could be hazy from the Canadian wildfires, and then we're expecting some rain maybe by the end of the week or so, but it's sunny at 54 right now in Pasadena, 53 in Parkville.
Joe Biden has been out and talking, and his appearances, as we played you a couple minutes ago, are slightly odd because all the dots aren't quite connecting. And Caroline Leavitt says that the Biden's joint public appearance schedule has also been more than just a little bit odd.
They were just on The View last week. She was saying everything is fine.
If you look at things today, give me Joe Biden anytime.
She's still lying to the American people. She still thinks the American public are so stupid that they're going to believe her lies. And frankly, it's insulting, and she needs to answer for it.
Yeah, she's saying it's time for Jill to step up and say, this is what I knew and when I knew it. Chances of that happening, Sean, I think, are somewhere between zero and nil. I mean, slim chance left town 3 weeks ago. It's not going to happen. Jill Biden, I don't know how you could compel her to show up. Beyond that, you can't compel her to testify against her husband in that kind of situation anyway. So to me, that's a problematic kind of issue that they have to face. There's probably no way through that. But again, as I said earlier on this half hour, if her chief of staff was one of the individuals who was primary in figuring out when to use the auto pen and when not to, that would indicate that Jill was running the damn country. And as I said last week, Sean, that means the first elected female president, whenever that should happen, will actually be the third female president, following Edith Wilson and Jill Biden.
Well, yeah, you look at it, and look, there are a number of people, including now the latest name to surface, and we'll get to this after the 7:30 news, is Pocahontas.
Yes.
Elizabeth Warren. Again, there are all sorts of different names that have popped up here, from including even Obama. Obama would never allow himself to...
No fingerprints,
but all he would have to do is, even just quietly in person, say, hey, we need to have A, B, C, D done while But here's the thing. A lot of those, the signatures by AutoPen were done while he was in another location.
Yes.
So that and there is, again, Ed Martin, remember, he's the U.S. attorney, former U.S. attorney, that's now in charge of the weaponization, looking into the weaponization of government. He is also looking into the pardon. So we'll get to that here in about 10 minutes.
Yes, yeah, fascinating to see exactly how that one breaks out. And just so you know, folks, it hasn't stopped. The Democrats continue to say the best tool we have against the Republican president and against Donald Trump is every time we possibly can, in public, in front of an audience, let's drop the F-bomb.
Maybe it's time for us to be a little meaner. Maybe it's time for us to be a little more fierce. Because we have to ferociously push back on this. You bully the out of him back. You push back. Damn it, we should be able to have some fun and be joyful.
Trump!
I don't swear in public very well, but we have to Trump!
If you could speak directly to Elon Musk, what would you say?
This is what kicking the out of fascism looks like.
Total bull. Absolute bull.
Yeah, they've elevated the dialogue, I think, rather substantially there. That certainly isn't leading to an environment of hostility.
No, they have. The Democrat Party has lost its way.
Wow.
They have become a profane, pornographic, perverse. This is not your father's Democrat Party. It is not, of course, the party of JFK. It is now a progressive, communist, Marxist, you-know-what hole.
Now, we all know that there have been times where people in public, in private, they'll swear. Okay, I get that. But the way they're doing this publicly, as if, look at us, we're big boys and girls now, it's just stupid. I'm sorry, it just is. Tim Kyle Electric is now Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling, and for years they've been a trusted name in the electrical industry, serving residential and commercial clients with excellence and dedication. And now they are proud to bring their wealth of experience and exceptional service to homes that are looking for HVAC services. Now, during the summer weather, it's going to be important to ensure that your home is equipped with reliable heating, ventilation, and air conditioning. Temps are going up. Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling, they're here to cater to your needs, ensuring comfort and peace of mind for you and your family. Call right now, 410-876-9404. Remember, they also do outdoor lighting, plus service and sell all generators. Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling, winner of Carroll's Best Electrician and HVAC Repair Company.
It's 7:30, time for the latest news headlines. Once again, here's Bruce Elliott.
Thank you, Sean. One person dead, two others injured after a pair of Sunday shootings in Baltimore. About 10 o'clock yesterday morning, an officer conducting business checks heard gunfire. The 600 block of Cherry Hill Road found a 42-year-old man with a gunshot wound to the body. Victim taken to a hospital where he died a short time later. About 6 p.m., a person approached an officer near Light and Lombard, reported an armed person nearby. Officer responded to the area, heard multiple gunshots before finding the 17 and 19-year-old victims of that shooter. Both the young men were taken to a hospital, non-life-threatening injuries. Two 18-year-olds have been arrested in connection with a body found in a burning car in Davidsonville last week. This is a strange story. Anne Arundel County Police say Jonah Poole and Kylie Dakes were arrested at a home in Harwood. They face charges that include first and second-degree murder, first and second-degree assault, and arson. Police found the victim in a car that was on fire, 600 West Central Avenue, and the state ME ruled the victim's death a homicide. Baltimore police say two 15-year-olds facing charges after a report of an armed robbery, carjacking, and crash Friday night. Incident began when the teens allegedly took a man's SUV in the 4100 block of Bittison Lane, then robbed a 15-year-old of his watch and jacket in the 3700 block of Ridgecroft. Police say the suspects crashed the stolen vehicle the 4100 block of Chesterfield Avenue. They were found with a BB gun. One suspect charged as an adult, taken to central booking. The other charged as a juvenile, taken to the Juvenile Justice Center. And several voters who are registered as unaffiliated are challenging Maryland's closed primary elections. Plaintiffs suing the State Board of Elections, saying closed primaries deny them their constitutional right to vote and participate in all elections. 7:32, next, WCBM Traffic and Weather on the 3s.
Hey, attention, Maryland business owners. Did you know that you've been paying into a program that can upgrade your
your lighting for free. Now, it's called Empower Maryland, and if you don't use it, you lose it. Now, every month, your electric bill includes a small charge that funds energy-saving upgrades, and now you can claim your share to replace any bulb or fixture with new energy-efficient LED fixtures at zero cost to you. Here's how it works. If we can reduce your energy use by 30% or more, you qualify for a 100% free lighting upgrade, whether you own an office, a church, or even a government building. And these LEDs, they last up to 20 years. Now, last year alone, we completed 424 projects, saving Maryland businesses thousands of dollars. So don't miss out. Call now, 855-4-FREE-LED. Call now, 855-4-FREE-LED. No job is too big or too small. Call now. Start saving today.
Pick three lottery number 072. Your pick four is 0823. And now at 7:33, traffic and weather on the threes with Chuck Whitaker.
Morning back up into Annapolis, I-97 southbound at Route 32, but that clears out after the bridge at 178. Just looking at the Severn River Bridge, all the lanes are open. Bay Bridge traffic looks good. All three lanes are clear westbound towards Sandy Point. No problems eastbound. Much better news now towards Maple Lawn and coming south from Columbia. 29 looks better now, which indicates the wreck is pretty much off to the side. It was on 29 south right before we get to the Patuxent River Bridge. So most of that is gone. The backup is pretty much cleared. Beltway, yep, all the normal delays are there. In the backup on the northeast side, there may be a minor wreck in there between Paring Parkway and Lock Raven. And then, of course, delays continue. Very heavy traffic south at both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBF.
For the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers, tracking a pretty nice afternoon for your Monday. We'll see temperatures back into the 70s under partly cloudy skies. Warmer conditions on the way later this week with the 80s returning to the region. Next chance for rain comes Friday. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Rapid radios are instant push-to-talk walkie-talkies offering national LTE coverage and no subscription ever. Perfect for instant contact with an aging parent. For a limited time, go to rapidradios.com and you'll get an extra 60% off, free UPS shipping, and add code radio for an extra 5% off.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
At the 735, sports is brought to you by Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialist. The redemption of one Charlie Morton continued yesterday at Camden Yards as the right-hander left to a standing ovation after tossing 6 2/3 against the White Sox. Just one unearned run allowed in a 3-2 win. Ramon Urias getting Baltimore on the board early.
Infield in against Urias.
And Urias, can he drop it in? Yes, he can. RBI base knock, gets Hanley home, and the Orioles jump on top 1-0.
Jeff Arnold had the call on Masson. Additional RBIs from Ryan O'Hearn and Dylan Carlson finished the job. And with Felix Bautista unavailable, Brian Baker comes on for the save. That's the second one of his career. O's made a coaching move over the weekend, bringing on longtime Major League player and coach John Mabry as a special advisor to the coaching staff. Experience with the Royals, Cardinals, and Marlins. Mabry at the mic telling the media about his Baltimore connection.
I grew up here in Maryland. Been a Baltimore Orioles fan. My family was a Baltimore Orioles fan. Favorite players, Eddie Murray, Cal Ripken, the whole nine yards. You know, I've been watching the Orioles since Wild Bill Hagee type stuff, so it's a cool opportunity.
Dropping a Wild Bill Hagee reference, pretty cool. Elsewhere in baseball, the Nats tied a 77-year-old National League record on Saturday by scoring 9 runs in the first inning before an out had been recorded in an 11-7 win over the Diamondbacks. The Red Sox hold the all-time MLB record with 10 runs scored in 2003. Ravens tight end Isaiah Likely hosting a charity softball game at Ripken Stadium in Aberdeen yesterday to benefit the Special Olympics of Maryland. Offense beat the defense 11-5. Who was the star?
I think Tylan. What, Tylan hit 2 home runs? Yeah, Tylan.
Isaiah Likely saying Tylan Wallace, the star of the game. And finally, a stadium hosting a minor league soccer team could be built in Baltimore by late 2028 and cost roughly $200 million. This according to a new study by the Maryland Stadium Authority. They analyzed two possible sites for a 7,500-seat stadium. Stadium, which would serve as the home of a D.C. United-affiliated minor league team, 60 acres at the city-owned Carroll Park Golf Course in Pigtown, as well as a 13-acre Baltimore Peninsula parcel on the site of the former Baltimore Sun printing plant. How such a venue would be funded, not addressed by the study. The game, the time now is 7:37. When we return, Cooper Flagg takes a pay cut to be in the NBA.
Attention federal employees, are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC.
Why would Baltimore fund a minor league stadium for the D.C. United is a good question.
If D.C. United wants a minor league team here, they can fund it. Honest to God.
I mean, I just don't get it. I mean, unless they're going to have other events there and it's going to be whatever. But I just don't understand that at all. Regardless, $200 million. Anyway, this is the world of college sports that we live in. Cooper Flagg, the star player for Duke last year, earned more money last year in NIL deals than he will in his NBA contract. He earned $28 million last year, $15 million from Nike, $13 million from another company. Flagg, the projected number one pick of the upcoming draft, will sign a $65 million four-year contract, meaning that on average he will make $16 million a year in the NBA for his first 4 years after making $28 million last year at Duke.
I feel so sorry for him, man.
So maybe the this would argue that these college players
should stay
for another just drag it out. Just take the minimum 12 credits a semester, whatever it is, and you've been the 8-year plan. And you can make all sorts of money.
And you'd be in college.
Yeah, exactly. Now, they have to change. Maybe you play, then you redshirt a year, and I don't know. It's crazy what's going on in college right now.
$28 million last year.
Yeah, exactly. It's almost your salary, your money, Gary.
Yeah. Almost, yeah. Not quite.
Not quite.
They're different than zeros.
Thanks for the opportunity, Sean.
See you in a couple.
More work for you, Gary.
7:39, President Trump responding to Biden Health's cover-up and the AutoPen scandal during a press conference in the Oval Office on Friday in response to whether or not he thinks Jill Biden should be called to testify on what she witnessed or what maybe she directed or participated in the White House.
Well, I hate the concept of it. It's the wife of a man who was going through a lot of problems, and everybody that dealt with him understood that. And I guess it came out during the debate loud and clear. That was the biggest signal of all. They have to do what's right. The country was, there was a lot of dishonesty in the election, as you know, of 2020. That's been now caught. People understand it was a rigged election. And when you go further out, when you see the AutoPen, I think the AutoPen is going to become one of the great scandals of all time because you have somebody operating it or a number of people operating. Because I knew Joe Biden. Joe Biden wasn't in favor of opening up borders, letting 21 million people into this from prisons and mental institutions and gang members. He wasn't into that at all.
Yeah, well, there certainly were a bunch of other Democrats that were. White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt responded to Jill Biden's possible testimony, saying she thinks Jill, quote, should certainly speak up about what she saw in regards to her husband and what she saw and what she knew. And she said she needs to answer for it. But Trump went on to expound on exactly what the AutoPen is and what it should be used for.
I understand he signed almost everything with an AutoPen. It's a very dangerous thing. It really means you're not president. Whoever operated the AutoPen, and we think we know who that is, and it was actually more than one person, but that's not what the presidency is all about. I hardly use the AutoPen.
Yeah, and Trump appointed crypto and AI czar David Sacks recently alleged that Elizabeth Warren was one of the individuals and perhaps the top person who controlled the Biden AutoPen. James Comer, House Oversight Chairman, identified 5 Biden aides also involved in the cover-up of Joe Biden's health decline and the AutoPen as well. Ed Martin is the former U.S. attorney who is now in charge of the weaponization department of the over at DOJ. He said, quote, I had a whistleblower in my office 10 days ago, senior Democrat, saying, look, it was these 3 people that controlled access and they were making money off of it. I don't know if I believe that yet, but the point is I think we have to get to the bottom of it for the American people and protect the process, and that's what we're doing. The gatekeepers that Martin referenced were, again, Ron Klain, Biden's White House chief of staff for the first part of his term, former senior and Obama and Biden advisor Anita Dunn, and Barack Obama's former personal attorney Robert Bauer, along with Steve Ricchetti, former counselor to Biden. So a couple of interesting questions pop up here now off the auto, Ben.
Yeah.
If the President of the United States is not aware of the content of what he is signing, is that a legal document, if the auto pen is used or not?
No.
Okay? I would think that's number one.
I would think, actually, even the fact that it's an auto pen makes it a not legal document.
Yeah. Number two, does the fact that the President of the United States might be in a different location when the auto pen is being deployed, if it's a legal document, if you're signing
again,
a letter,
you know.
Yeah. So, again, this all has to be completely looked at, because many of these pardons that Biden signed, these executive orders, perhaps even legislation.
Otto Penske's.
Yeah, Otto Penske's, and they would need to be looked into and to see if they would be a hold up. That's the kind of stuff that we should be going to court over. Not trying to stop President Trump's immigration mass deportation, which he has got he's got the plenary power to do that, guaranteed under the Constitution. So, but does it shock you that there's an allegation that people were profiting off of the pardons and the auto pens?
No, not a shock.
Not
with Biden.
Not in the Biden crime family. Absolutely not at all.
No, I mean, you'd actually kind of charge an overage on it. You know, I would suggest about 10% for the big guy, if I had to guess. 743, Talk Radio 680, WCBM. And guess what we need? We need a contestant for Choose Your Fake News. 410-WCBM 680 is our telephone number. First, though, it's Chuck Whitaker, Traffic and Weather on the Threes.
I brought to you as a service, Bernie's Automotive, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. We're just kind of checking around the Beltway. Came across what appears to be a wreck right here. Inner loop near the bridge, 795, left-hand lane. State Highway truck is there with the arrow board out, telling everybody to get over to the center and the right lane. Solid backup already back to Liberty Road. So if you're coming up from I-70, when you get to Liberty Road, you get up closer to 795, you're going to need to be as far right as you can be. This is on the inner loop under the bridge at 795. So far, the outer loop is kind of looking at it just a bit, but they're going to have a problem coming through there. So we'll see. Maybe right now they're going to get these vehicles out of the lane. Okay, give me one second here. We'll come back to that. New wreck in Annapolis, eastbound Route 50 at Aris T. Allen Boulevard. It's minor, but there's a lot of traffic also right in there. The heavy traffic continues southbound at both the Harbor Tunnels. Yes, they're in the process right now getting all these vehicles out of the left-hand lane. State Highway did a good job there. They're going to have everybody on the right shoulder now, with delays continuing, but at least the lanes are open. Inner loop at 795. Summer driving can be very hard on your vehicle. Let Bernie's Automotive get your vehicle ready by checking your tires, belts, hoses, coolant, and more. Stop in today. Bernie's Automotive, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the Threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast for your Monday, partly cloudy today, high about 75. Temps will be back up into the 80s by midweek, and then maybe some rain by the end of the week. So hang in there right now. Sunny, 59 in Stevensville, 54 in Bel Air. Time to choose your fake news. Three stories, one of which is not true. Identify the fake news story, and you'll be the winner. We've got WCBM 100th anniversary t-shirt and coffee mug for you. If you can correctly identify the fake news story, our contestant, Vanique in Mount Airy. Good morning, Vanique.
Good morning.
Morning. Would you like to go first, second, third, or last?
I'll go between the women if you got two of them.
Okay. Well, we know Kristen is one of the women. Who would be the other one?
Oh, no, I'm not getting into that. I'll follow Chuck.
Oh, so, okay.
Very nice. I mean, I thought you called up a carnival just now.
Now, I'm just curious as to why you would select Chuck.
Because Jules was, she was the other woman last week.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so.
Okay.
Curious why we select Chuck. Get the hell out of here. What's your business?
Well, this is my business, moderating this bit.
Yeah, it's true. I guess you got me on that.
Yeah, I do.
Chuck, I just want you to understand that You know, it's not a matter of you having a high voice or a slight lisp. It's just somehow how you carry yourself. And you look good in gingham.
I have a hard time carrying myself.
Yes, I suppose so.
That's what they make wheelbarrows for.
Yes. Oh, thank you.
Motorized. Story one. The Trump administration, led by the president, is pressuring Speaker Johnson over in the House and Senate Majority Leader John Thune in the Senate to adopt a rule that would require all current members of Congress and incoming members of representatives and senators that they must complete an 80-hour Constitution course as part of their congressional duty. Story two, the incident may have happened over this weekend, involves British Airways. Apparently, during dinner service after takeoff, a flight attendant reportedly went missing on board. The crew searched the jet and found him naked, dancing in one of the business class lavatories. They suspect he was high on something.
Really? You think?
Story three, if you're a fan of Sydney Sweeney, the 27-year-old Euphoria star, you now can buy her limited edition body wash made with a touch of her bath water. Cindy Sweeney fans can now lather up with the actor's bathwater in this limited edition soap made by men's natural body wash brand, Dr. Squatch.
Dr. what?
Dr. Squatch.
It's a real brand, Chuck.
It is.
It is.
It is a
it's
real,
a real brand.
It is a real brand.
It sounds too close to anything else. Yes.
I know.
I know. All right. So we'll spray the name of the scent of the bathwater inspired soap.
Oh, it has a scent?
It does.
It does.
No kidding.
Apparently.
Smells like Squatch.
Yeah. All right, boy, story boy. One. Trump pressuring members of Congress to study the Constitution for 80 hours as a requirement. Story two, British Airways flight attendant suspected of in-flight drug binge after being discovered naked in the lab. And story three, Sydney Sweeney is selling soap, it actually could be soup, contains her actual bath water.
Soup with bath water.
Yes.
Now there's a switch.
All right.
Okay.
We'll start with Mr. Bruce.
All right. The naked flight attendant, that's just too believable. I mean, it really is. These long flights are supposed to get bored. I think that's true. I think the Sydney Sweeney story, I think that she'll market anything available. And again, I think that's most of Hollywood. That's true. Story number one, it should be the case, but I think it's fake news.
Bruce goes for story number one. Kristen?
I think I agree. I can see two and three happening. Maybe one is a good idea. Maybe we should also extend that to the judges, but I don't think that's happening. So I'll also say number one.
Kristen also votes number one. Chuck?
One, please.
Chuck also number one. Vinique?
I'm going to go with three.
Well, Vinique goes for number three. All right. Nobody votes for story number two. The British Airways flight attendant suspected of an in-flight drug binge. Yes, he was forced to don some pajamas and sit in first class the rest of the flight. That is a true story. Story number two. Yeah, sorry. This is a...
Yep.
Sydney Sweeney.
So no, that's three.
Three, I'm sorry, is the
Sweeney.
Is the bathwater.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that is a true story. In fact, a Charles Whitaker, Brooksville, Florida, the first order.
5 gallons of the stuff. It's amazing.
It's amazing.
Really?
55 gallons, Jerome.
Okay. I'm sorry. that's a big drum, isn't it, huh?
Here's a big drum for you.
It's a janitor drum.
Nice.
Story one is indeed our fake news story of the day. No, not for Congress, but he's instituting an 80-hour Constitution course for all SES-level government employees. That's the senior executive service level. So
good.
The deep state execs must now learn the Constitution.
Wow, what a concept.
Yeah.
You're working for the federal government, you understand the rules.
They should apply it across the board to members of Congress, and as Kristen said, also the judicial branch as well.
It's starting with the district courts, because some of those judges, I swear to God, they have no idea what the Constitution
is. Vinique, you are a winner. Congratulations. Put you on hold.
He took three.
Oh, he took three. I'm sorry.
Oh,
that's right.
Yeah.
Vinique, I'm sorry to falsely.
You'll get Chuck's share, Vinique.
Yeah, exactly. You can, as your consolation prize, you get a complimentary rag on Chuck. So go ahead, Vinique, if you like.
No, I like Chuck.
Well, we like him too.
Then, okay.
Thank you.
Then you get 55 gallons of his bathwater.
No, he can keep all that.
Stinger. I don't blame you. I don't blame you. I don't take a bath anymore.
He gave that away once. It was called his hot tub. Vinique, thanks so much for joining
us.
Nice.
There you go.
751.
Why don't you go back to your grandkids, you son of a bitch.
You're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot in the law office of Michael A. Friedman. There for you 24-7 should you ever need them. And this is a serious accident resulting in serious injury. You do need serious legal representation. So many people try to do this on their own. They don't want to have to pay the lawyer's fee, if you will. So they try to, they just get greedy and they think, I'm going to do it all. I'm going to be my own attorney. And they end up usually making a fatal mistake, causing their claim to be denied or their case to be dismissed. And usually it's with prejudice, meaning they can't bring it back. Sometimes Michael says he gets people that come, I've made a mistake, and every once in a while he can fix that for them. But in most cases, people have made a fatal mistake to their claim. So don't even try this. Just pick up the phone, call Michael today, 410-363-6848, toll-free 1-800-782-7203, and he'll help you like he's helped members of my family, WCBM's family, and our entire family of listeners as well. Or you can check him out online at maflaw.com.
Finding assisted living is tricky enough without someone trying to trick you. That's why at Lorien, they don't tell you one thing on the tour, then something else after you move in. They tell you exactly what to expect, from their transparent pricing to their robust available medical care with a licensed nurse on site 24 hours a day. Lorien was Maryland's first assisted living location over 45 years ago, and they strive to be Maryland's most reassuring now. Their pricing calculator provides a great start. Try it online at LorienMakesSense.com.
My name's Danny Manoff, and I am the president and CEO of Intrepid Paralegal Solutions, LLC. We're a unique company that helps attorneys run their practices more efficiently as certified Clio partners. And more importantly, we also help the average person that can't afford or doesn't want to use an attorney to deal with their legal issues. If you're a pro se litigant, we always feel you should seek counsel, but if you want to proceed with the help of experts, please be in touch. IPSvirtual.com. Thank you again.
Notice how much entertainment costs have risen lately? Satellite radio is $10 to $25 a month. Netflix costs $7 to $23 a month. The movies are $9 to $15 a month. WCBM Radio and the WCBM Radio app are free. Download it today from your app store.
7:53 Monday morning, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, it's Chuck Whitaker.
New wreck, Anne Arundel County, westbound Route 100 in the area at Catherine Avenue. So if you're coming over through Pasadena, want to keep an eye out for some activity there. The accident in Annapolis is minor. I'm not seeing a big backup, but eastbound Route 50 near the ramp at Aristide Allen Boulevard at 665. A couple of vehicles there. Then the morning backup is there, and it's the usual spot, I-97 southbound. At Route 32, the wreck on the Beltway is on the shoulder. It's there on the inner loop under the bridge at 795. Delays begin back before the ramp at Liberty Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Sharpen your aim. Free State Gun Range has you covered, from wear and carry permit classes to private lessons, plus a full selection of guns and accessories. We've got it all. Shoot safely on our 12-lane indoor range. Visit FreeStateGunRange.com to book today. Free State Gun Range, the friendliest gun range in town.
Partly cloudy today. A high should be around 74, 75 degrees. A return to the 80s later on this week. Could be hazy from the Canadian wildfires, and rain returns on Friday. Every year we seem to have hazy because of the Canadian wildfires. Edgewater, 48 degrees right now. Ellicott City has 42. On Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
We'll solve that problem when they become the 51st
state.
That's
right.
Yeah.
Dag nabbit. So, one thing that happened this weekend. Says he's stepping down. Doge will carry on, but Musk says he does have 37 companies to deal with, or however many it is. It's a long list, and they're all highly successful. This led to some real snark from the political left and from those who somehow find themselves out of favor on the right, like Ty Cobb, who used to be a presidential attorney, and now he's presidential, I guess, gadfly. So instead of going directly after Donald Trump, Ty Cobb decided, I'm going to go after Caroline Leavitt. Why? because I can think of a clever nickname.
I don't think Creepy Caroline, when she speaks, I don't think anybody in America really takes her seriously on a matter of substance. I mean, she's not, you know, learned by any imagination, and I think her comments are clearly so defensive and so ill-informed that people might largely turn her out.
Actually, I don't think that's the case at all. I don't think there's any evidence of that being the case. Most people, Ty, think that she's incredibly well-informed, and she's blowing the socks off of Washington, D.C., and for somebody who is of such tender age, she is impressive. I would say I could say anything other than she's an impressive young woman. She knows her stuff, and she's not afraid to tell the members of the media, the members of the swamp media particularly, to step back when they need to be told to step back. But he wasn't done.
The statute in question has never in history been used in connection with tariffs. So I think the likelihood is that this statute will be, you know, upheld and enforced in a way that, you know, precludes the president from trying to pretend that he has these all-encompassing powers.
Okay, so here's the problem with that argument. The problem is, as Leavitt points out, it's been used by a number of presidents in the past, and that a number of federal judges have said, yeah, it's perfectly okay for you to go ahead and use it. I mean, she said this during a wide-ranging press conference yesterday.
At that press conference, they also had noted that some of the best minds, I would argue that a lot of these people are on the genius spectrum, are actually still in Washington, and DOGE will continue. In fact, they are projected to hit, under this administration, over $1 trillion in savings. And so in addition to the oversight and now the push from the administration to ensure that Congress is doing their job and pushing the president's agenda through, I do believe that we will still see those cuts. But it also means that the American people need to hold their members of Congress accountable to do the right thing. Because as we're seeing, Congress does have a spending problem, and there have been people there for decades on both sides that are part of that problem.
Yeah, indeed. That's Anna Paulina Luna calling it as she sees it. She says Congress has to actually focus. They have to get disciplined, focus, and do their job.
I would say that people, politicians specifically, want the Congress, whether you're in House or Senate, to focus on the president's agenda, codifying what DOGE has done, codifying these executive orders, stop posting about it, stop talking about it, and actually do it. And I think that you'll see that there's going to be massive wins in the long run.
Now, here's the show that I think is another key. She said, you know, think of the way Musk has been treated by the political left. Most people don't want that. Most people would not step up. So all the sniping that goes on about Elon Musk, remember, you know, he's just a guy, a very successful and frankly, I think, brilliant guy with a mind that operates in a whole different plane than many of ours. And that's what makes genius genius. But who wants your family to go through this crap? Really?
Yeah. Well, and this is the same message that Donald Trump got when he was they were trying to take him out as well. Don't dare become an outsider as a businessman. Try to come in here and change the swamp or the deep state. Yeah. Not going to work out like that. Hey, if you're thinking about home improvements, let me recommend Tim Munson over AES Builders and Home Improvements. You know, for 35 years, Tim and his company have been delivering top quality additions and remodeling. And their slogan is, when they're done, you'll be happy. If you're not happy, they're not done. And they have all sorts of super service awards, over 43 of those. They've got a AAA rating with the Better Business Bureau. And it's all about integrity and craftsmanship. And Tim is a man of his word. And they never cut corners, never bid to subcontractors, always offer the best work at the lowest price. Plus, they offer that free concierge service for you get exactly what you need. And great spring offer right now. First 25 new customers calling in, take $25 off any additions, kitchen or bath remodeling. Call 1-800-787-SAVE. That's 1-800-787-SAVE. When they're done, you'll be happy.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBN Baltimore.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason.
That's unconscionable that happened.
A Boulder, Colorado resident shocked by yesterday's fiery attack on a peaceful crowd that had gathered in a show of solidarity with Israeli hostages in Gaza.
The FBI says a man made a makeshift flamethrower and yelled, "Free Palestine," hurling the incendiary device into a crowd that had assembled at a popular Pearl Street pedestrian mall that was trying to raise attention for the Israeli hostages in Gaza. The suspect was identified as a 45-year-old. Officials believe he acted alone. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu issued a statement saying he, his wife, and the entire nation of Israel were praying for the full recovery of the people wounded in what he's calling the vicious terror attack in Colorado. George Williams, Washington.
And police say the suspect, Mohammed Sabri Solomon, is an Egyptian national in the U.S. on an expired visa. Eight people injured in the attack, with at least one in critical condition. No arrests yet. A mass shooting in Hickory in western North Carolina. It happened during a weekend house party. One person killed, 11 injured. Police say some 80 shots were fired. Senator Lindsey Graham says there is a lot riding on the outcome of the Ukraine-Russia peace talks.
If we throw Ukraine under the bus, if we do not get a good deal regarding Russia-Ukraine, I'm not out to humiliate Russia, but a deal that ensures there'll be no third invasion and Ukraine can survive, China will see that as weakness. There goes Taiwan. Iran will be more provocative.
Delegations from Russia and Ukraine are in Turkey for their second round of direct talks in just over 2 weeks. Stock futures in the red this morning on Wall Street. The Dow futures down 86 points. NASDAQ futures off 101 points, and the S&P futures 19 points lower. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hey, it's Mike Rohn. If I have a choice, I like to do business with companies that actually stand for something. That's why I switched from Verizon to Pure Talk. No offense to Verizon, I'm sure they stand for something. I just don't know what it is. Pure Talk, on the other hand, is a veteran-owned company that supports our military in a big way, and I appreciate that. Yeah, I also appreciate unlimited talk and text and plenty of data for half the cost of the big guys, and I do like being on America's most dependable 5G network for just $20 a month. But what I really appreciate is no contract, no cancellation fees, and Pure Talk's commitment to handle all their customer service in this country. I saw it for myself. I went to Georgia, I got a tour of their headquarters, I met their CEO, and I talk to the same customer service folks that you'll talk to when you dial #250 and say keyword micro. Switch today and save 50% off your first month when you dial #250 and say keyword micro. Pure Talk, a wireless company that actually stands for something.
803 Talk Radio 680 WCBM. We are the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot, and of course with Chuck Whitaker. Traffic and weather on the threes.
About the Harvard tunnels, pretty much the normal delay, about 20 to 25 minutes, depending on which one you're heading into. 895 right now, I'd say about 20. Fort McHenry Tunnel backed up to Moravia Road, probably 25 minutes from there going through the tunnel. And then looking at the junction here at 95, Russell Street, 395. All is well. The Sky Ramp, a little slow, northbound 95. That's the ramp that comes up and then over and eventually towards Camden Yards. That ramp is a little bit slow, heading eventually into downtown. All the normal backups still out there on the Beltway. JFX, you're good this morning between Ruxton Road and the ramps downtown. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers, tracking a pretty nice afternoon for your Monday. We'll see temperatures back into the 70s under partly cloudy skies. Warmer conditions on the way later this week with the 80s returning to the region. Next chance for rain comes Friday. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Temperatures right now are in the moderate level. It's going to get a beautiful day during the course of the day today. 54 right now in Baltimore, and down in Ellicott City, it's 42 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Good morning. It's 8:04. I'm Bruce Elliott, and now the news continues on the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott. Several voters registered as unaffiliated are challenging Maryland's closed primary elections. The plaintiffs suing the State Board of Elections, claiming closed primaries deny their constitutional right to vote and participate in all elections as provided for in the Maryland Constitution and the state's Declaration of Rights. Former Maryland Lieutenant Governor Boyd Rutherford representing the plaintiffs, they say that the taxpayer funding of closed primary elections in which they cannot vote violates their constitutional rights. Maryland lawmakers condemning Sunday's suspected terrorist attack in Boulder, Colorado, targeting a march for Israelis. A Democrat 5th District Representative Stanley Hoyer says he's horrified by the attack at the Boulder Run for Their Lives, adding that the display of violence and anti-Semitism is unacceptable and endangers Jews in America, Israel, and around the world. Counseling staff available for students at Deep Creek Middle in Baltimore County later on this week after a teacher was arrested on child sex abuse charges. A physical education teacher, Roger Myers, that's Roger Myers, M-Y-E-R-S, is charged with multiple counts of sex offense and second-degree assault. In a letter to the school community, Principal Laura Kelly said Myers has been on leave since February, and he has had no access to Deep Creek or any other Baltimore County schools. It's 8:05 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Lottery numbers, pick 3072, pick 40823, and next, it's Stein on Sports.
Hey, attention, Maryland business owners. Did you know that you've been paying into a program that can upgrade your lighting for free? Now, it's called Empower Maryland, and if you don't use it, you lose it. Now, every month, your electric bill includes a small charge that funds energy-saving upgrades, and now you can claim your share to replace any bulb or fixture with new energy-efficient LED fixtures at zero cost to you. Here's how it works. If we can reduce your energy use by 30% or more, you qualify for a 100% free lighting upgrade, whether you own an office, a church, or even a government building. And these LEDs, they last up to 20 years. Now, last year alone, we completed 424 projects, saving Maryland businesses thousands of dollars. So don't miss out. Call now, 855-4-FREE-LED. Call now, 855-4-FREE-LED. No job is too big or too small. Call now. Start saving today.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 805 Sports is brought to you by the Comfort Guys, Farnan and Dermer, keeping you cool all summer long. With Felix Bautista unavailable in back-to-back games yesterday, Orioles manager Tony Mancelino called on Brian Baker to close out the White Sox.
The 0-2 pitch, a swing and a miss, and the Orioles collect a three-game sweep of the Chicago White Sox.
98 miles per hour.
Jeff Arnold and the great Jim Palmer on the call. On Masson, the 6'6" Baker saving it for Charlie Morton. 3-2 was the final. It's the best stretch of the year for the Orioles. They've won 6 of their last 8. They're off today, and they're on their way to Seattle for a 3-gamer against the Mariners. NASCAR Cracker Barrel 400 last night at Nashville Motor Speedway goes to Team Penske's Ryan Blaney.
I never gave up hope, that's for sure. And, we've had a great speed all year. It just hasn't really... been the best year for us as far as good fortune, but
Blaney running away down the stretch for Team Penske, his first Series Cup victory of the year. Scotty Scheffler wins the PGA Memorial for the second straight year and earns the praise of tournament host Jack Nicklaus in the process. The world's number one player shooting a 2-under-70 to win by 4 strokes in conditions that felt like a dress rehearsal for the upcoming U.S. Open in 10 days. Coming up in 30 minutes, it's the first perfect season in college baseball history, and that is Stein on Sports.
Since 1902, Farnan and Dermer has been Maryland's trusted Damon HVAC. Family owned for 5 generations, they're the comfort guys that you can count on. Like with a $99 AC tune-up with a no breakdown guarantee. If you need a new system, how about 0% financing for up to 60 months and rebates up to $7,000? Call 410-367-7777 or visit acbaltimore.com. And don't forget to tell them Gary told me to call. Farnan and Dermer, keeping Maryland comfortable for over 120 years.
From Cockeysville to Sykesville, from Churchville to Crownsville, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
You're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hour 3 here on The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot, Talk Radio 680.
Let's see, the ghost on it here.
WCBM, 99.9 FM in Hartford County, the right choice for Maryland. Coming up in this hour, we'll take a look at Mayor Scott approves his own travel expenses. We'll take a look.
By the way, when you were out last week, I approved a whole bunch for me, too.
Okay.
Sure. Just I thought you'd know.
Right, just make sure they go to the big boss's desk.
Absolutely.
J.D. Vance on the left's proclivity for violence. Also, our top story here today, it's the worst kept secret in Maryland politics. Governor Wes Moore is absolutely running for president in 2028. In spite all of his denials and protestations and dismissals that he is not interested, you wouldn't be spending so much time out of the state.
Right.
If you were actually focused on Maryland, which he is not, of course. Basically, it's Bill Ferguson and Adrian Jones that are running the show here in the state of Maryland. Mm-hmm. It's the Progressive General Insane Asylum. Wes Moore is a figurehead.
as they say.
He's played it well, though.
Yeah, well, you know, he's pretty good at retail politics.
Yep.
Smile, shake the hands, tell people what they want to hear. Deliver big, bloated government. That's the pain, along with the propaganda of, oh, we're going to create jobs, we're going to provide health care. He is the most abortion-friendly governor, by the way, in the entire U.S. of A. And there's a guy that is always talking, burnishing his military, and thank goodness for his service. He was in the 82nd Airborne, but still a lot of interesting talk about the Bronze Star. He lists on his social media that he is a combat vet. All right, and I don't know that to be the case or not. Where did he see combat? Where were you actually? Was he actually ever in combat, or was he in a country
theater? Yeah,
in the theater, which is a whole different medal, as I understand. I'm not certainly an expert on the military medals, but when you basically say you're a combat vet, would that not mean that you actually saw combat, or you were in combat? In any event, there he was in South Carolina on Friday. Okay. Saying, quote, if we can do so, meaning about Trump, if he can do so much bad in such a small amount of time, why can't we do such good? Now's the time for us to be impatient, too. Let's not just talk about an alternative. Let's not study an alternative. Let's deliver the alternative. He says, we must be a party of action, meaning the Democrats. Quote, anybody who's talking about 2028 doesn't understand the urgency of 2025. Gone are the days when we're the party of bureaucracy. Gone are the days we're a party of multi-year studies on things that we already know. Gone are the days when we're in the party of panels. Gone are the days where we're party college debate club rules. We must be a party of action. From there, he went on to the world-famous Fish Fry, hosted by James Clyburn.
Yep.
The next morning, he attended a Obama-Biden advisor private breakfast or dinner, whatever, in which a lot of donors were there. So let's look at he's been on a lot of national television shows.
He was in Afghanistan, by the way. I just checked.
He went.
Yeah.
Right. And
yeah, he was
I'm saying that in Afghanistan. But is that combat?
Well, I think you're in a combat situation. There are no front lines there. To be fair to him, in Afghanistan, there were no front lines. So an attack could happen from any direction at any time.
Well, that could happen on any military base anywhere in the world.
True. But in all fairness to him, he, first military vet to serve as Maryland's governor, and he was in a combat situation in Afghanistan.
It's one thing if you are, in certain areas of Afghanistan which are less prone to combat. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you're on a forward operating base, absolutely.
Yeah.
I would say you're at risk of an attack.
Well,
anyway.
One thing Chuck Whitaker has always been concerned about is Afghans, but he thinks it's the dogs he's concerned about, really.
Oh, I thought he meant the blankets.
Yeah, well, that too.
Yeah, because they call Chuck an Afghan is like a pig in a blanket.
Yeah. Well, I'm sorry. There's nothing I can say about that. Wow. Nothing. So I'm going to just be very humble and say, well played, Sean. Chuck, it's all yours.
See, he sat around all last week.
I know.
And nothing to do but listen to the show and go, oh, I'll get him. He's trying to be the program
I was
breaker.
Thinking on Friday, June 20th, I'm going to get you.
Yeah. He's practicing.
That's right. Uh-huh. Get your tickets now, WCBM.com. First annual WCBM Crab Feast and Chuck Roast. Chuck will be served up for dessert.
That should be lovely.
Yeah.
We like baked Alaska. 29 at Route 32. The lanes are open. It's a little bit slow again southbound here on 29 coming through that area. We had problems earlier south of Maple Lawn. Some of this is just some heavy traffic south as you're moving down Route 32. Yeah, all the normal delays are still out there on the Beltway, Parkville side through Pikesville. A little better on the west side coming up from Liberty Road with the wreck on the shoulder under the bridge at 795. And then the outer loop has been fairly solid as you're moving south of the area at 795 down to Frederick Road. Now, going back to this light here, the interchange, rather, at 29 and Route 32, everybody suddenly just came to a dead stop on 29 in that area. So, going to have to check on that. More than likely an accident, but we'll get a confirmation, but you're coming to a slowdown on 29 South as you're moving through Columbia. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Weather Channel says, I'm sorry, Fox 45 Weather Authority says, is partly cloudy, high of 75. Temperatures returning back to the 80s later this week. Could be hazy from Canadian wildfires. The rain will return to us on Friday. And right now we have sunny 57 in Glen Burnie, 58 in Middle River. Time to see which Democrat emerges from the Democrat clown EV.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's 8:16 in the morning on a Monday morning. Once again, it's time for us to find out which lefty has lost it completely. And oh, we have some adventurous ones this morning, folks. So please, enter the big top, grab your seats, and focus your attention on the center ring as the Democrat clown car enters from the far left, makes a series of left-hand turns, comes to a full stop. And here's a scenario, folks. You go to Yosemite National Park, a planned trip. You've planned this for a long, long time. It's not easy to get to. And you're there. One of the sights you want to see is El Capitan, this spectacular mountainside. And just as you arrive, and just as you're about to take a picture, you have a whole bunch of trans activists climbing the side of the mountain, planting a flag.
We carry the largest trans pride flag to ever be flown in a national park and unfurled it on the side of El Cap to prove a point that trans is natural. The Trump administration and transphobes would love to have you believe that being trans is unnatural, that species that can transition sexes can be found on every continent and in every ocean on planet Earth. They try to erase us from government websites and education systems and libraries, so we raise this flag higher than ever before.
Okay, then you can be a seahorse and impregnate yourself, or you can be a banana slug and change your gender. But in the human population, that's not the way it works. So next time around, please don't spoil everybody's picture. Just stay off the mountain, issue a press release, and get the hell out of the way.
Well, I don't know about that. I know a lot of Democrats who have become slugs.
Yeah, true.
So yeah. That might be it.
In the transition right now.
By the way, I was off the last 7 days, and thanks for holding down the fort.
Didn't realize that.
With you and Nino and Kristen and Chuck and everybody. And
Julie, yeah.
My son, who, by the way, just turned 33 yesterday, so happy belated birthday to Hunter. He and his wife, my daughter-in-law, had an opportunity to go on a trip of a lifetime. So they had asked us, my wife and I, if we would be willing to babysit. And at first, we thought, well, like 5 days, okay? Then it became seven. Then it became nine. So we said, okay, sure. Because, look, there's nothing more that I love than being around my grandchildren, both Brooks and Maeve. It just, for some reason, it's just obviously, it is, it's just another passage of that we go through of life that is just wonderful. And it is turned out to be what I thought it was going to be.
Exhausting.
It was challenging. It was exhausting. Raising children is definitely for younger people.
Yeah.
But they were great. They were wonderful. They were just that we had a great time with them. So much fun. Took them to, remember the old Enchanted Forest?
Yeah, I do.
There's a place called Clark's Farm in Howard County, which they went and got all the old pieces from the Enchanted Forest and put it in there. It's like, they get train rides and pony rides.
Well, that's fun.
And so we took them out there. They had a blast. They had an absolute wonderful time. Brought back a lot of memories of the old Enchanted Forest that we used to go to when we were kids many, many moons ago. Of course, that may have, you may have predated that, Bruce, but in any event, there was...
Yeah. I tell you, though, it is... I remember because, running to Conestoga into town.
That's right. Because Brooks is 2.5. He'll actually be 3 in September. And Maeve is about 15 months. So it's... and it's interesting trying to negotiate and practice parent logic with a 2.5 year old going on 3.
I can't imagine what problems that would be, Sean.
But he was wonderful. Yeah, so his Mimi and Pop-Pop were there. And, of course, it just... It does, and you do feel younger when you're around, the younger, generations.
Yeah. I'm glad I can provide that for you, Sean.
Well, I know you feel the same way when you're with your grandchildren.
Yeah, get to go see Aviva. I think later on this month, actually. I have to check. But I think it's the end of this month, beginning of next.
I will tell you this. And this is a revelation that I think I changed more poopy diapers in the last 7 days than I did the entire time my first two sons were born and still in diapers. I think I pretty much broke the record.
So. You sure about that, or maybe it depends?
I don't know. It was a great time though.
I'm glad you had the time.
But you're right. It was exhausting, and I am going to need another week off. So
yes.
Next week,
check this out, folks. Ready for this? Next week he's going on vacation.
Actually, my actual vacation, which I had to cancel earlier in the month of May. All right, it's 8:20, 20 minutes after the hour. You're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
Over the next few minutes, we're going to turn our eyes to the market and how to control the uncontrollable. Brian Herbert is a financial and tax planner and a 5-star wealth management award winner with ProStatus Financial right here in Maryland. Ryan, I think we're all hyper aware of the fact that the markets have been volatile as of late. What I think most of us are wondering is, what can we do about it?
It's the consistency. It's having the plan for your income and retirement. Any income that you're having coming in from your portfolio should not be dependent on the stock market getting you a 5% rate of return or a 4% or 10% or whatever it happens to be. You want that to be unaffected by the market so that when we have times like these where we have so much volatility, you're not stressed about, do I have enough? Am I still going to be able to retire when I want? You want to have this consistent plan. If that's the kind of feeling that you want to have, if that's the kind of messaging and plan that you want from your financial advisor, I encourage you to sit down with Mike, myself, Catherine, Faisal, Sam, Andrew, a member of our team at ProStatus Financial, and we will put together your very own retirement plan that accounts for these crazy swings in the market, that accounts for that income that you need to have in retirement. But it all starts by giving us a call at 866-597-1040, 866-597-1040.
If you're 55 or older, have saved $500,000, and are serious about your retirement, congratulations. We're going to personally create a complete retirement plan for you. This includes a 401k X-ray and a portfolio protection plan. We'll also run an income analyzer so you can see how much income you can start to generate from your savings and make sure your retirement is protected and geared for growth. Call 866-597-1040. That's 866-597-1040, or go to ProStatusFinancial.com and schedule your free 15-minute phone conversation today. That's ProStatusFinancial.com.
Advisory services offered through ProStatus Group, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
A quick update of the top stories at 30 minutes past the hour on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Good morning, it's 8:23. Monday morning, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, the man of the roast, Chuck Whitaker.
Southbound 29, whatever that was, at Route 32 corrected itself. Looks like we're back to normal now, right there, 29 and 32 moving south. There's some activity. It looks like they're doing some maintenance work eastbound towards the Bay Bridge at the Sandy Point area. So you'll see the flashing lights left side of the roadway. Not a big backup. It's not affecting anybody right now. The way stations are open on both sides, so the tractor trailers busy right through that area as you're traveling locally through there. So again, heads up for that as you're moving through there. The Beltway backups, yeah, still there for the most part as you're traveling on the Parkville side from Bel Air Road and now basically from Harford Road, the inner loop towards Green Spring, and the west side was still 795 heading down towards Frederick Road. There's still going to be some slowing, kind of plodding along southbound at both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast for your Monday, partly cloudy today, 75 right now, sunny and 57 in Bel Air, and it is 60 under sunny skies in Stephensville. We're talking about the worst-kept secret in Maryland politics, Westmore running for president in 2028, despite his denials and his refutations of those that... and it would be refreshing, would it not, for an actual governor of Maryland to be focused on Maryland for once? The last three governors of this state, Westmore, Lockdown Larry, and Martin O'Malley, my favorite Martin, they all had national ambition, every single one of them.
Yeah, absolutely.
And they lost focus very early on. And, of course, Hogan was two terms. I think, of course, O'Malley, two terms. And I think you're going to look at Mr. Moore being a one-term governor. But when you look at all of this, it just seems to me that you can't keep your eye on the ball. Is Maryland now become a stepping stone? And, of course, it just...
Well, it's not been a very successful one at that.
No, it really hasn't been successful at all when you look at it. And let's look at what has happened during this course of Wes Moore in the 3 years that he has been the governor here. We have a Wall Street credit downgrade, our AAA bond rating, voted USA's fifth most expensive state to live in. Then we had the federal designation last week. Eight Baltimore counties and 10 cities have been designated sanctuary venues that defy immigration enforcement. I think the entire state should have been called out because, let's face it, these are the policies of progressive Democrats who own the governor's mansion and both houses in the state. So I think the entire state should have been named, not just the eight counties and the 10 cities. And you look at all this. Plus, we have the largest tax increase in the history of Maryland under his tutelage. We're watching as businesses now have begun. Wasn't it the Marriott Corporation here, I think, down in based out of
Bethesda
that said they were going to add all sorts of jobs and expand? And now I just read an article, I think, over the weekend that they're cutting jobs. And we've talked about McCormick threatened to leave the state of Maryland. We've had other tech companies now with this 3% tech tax that we had a Democrat actually move his business out of state and vote for
an elected elected Democrat. Yeah,
right. So again, this is what the Democrats have wrought here in the state of Maryland, and he thinks this is a springboard to national office. This is a record, and he was bragging about it in South Carolina on Friday. Bringing up about the crime and the job creation and everything he's done for the for Marylanders in this state. Yeah. I know what he's done for retirees is open up their eyes. It's time to leave.
You know, here's one of the problems I have with what seems to be modern politics in general. With the exception of a very few, Donald Trump being one of the very few, politicians seem to be wanting to run in order to increase their personal power, and not because they believe in something specific. Tell me something specific that Wes Moore believes in, which is what would be a reason to vote for him for the presidency. What specific things would motivate a voter for a guy who basically has voted present for his entire time as governor?
Well, and the other slam dunk is the veto of the reparations bill.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a national office move because that even got a blowback locally from black leaders here in Maryland and in South Carolina as well. So then he was on The View. Then he was on The Breakfast Club with Charlamagne the Goof. Now he's doing all these podcasts in Atlanta and all these other crucial swing states like Georgia and so on. So, so this
South
guy
Carolina
is running.
South Carolina.
You know, telling us that you're not running is urinating in my face and telling me it's raining.
Yep.
I'm not buying it. I hope that you don't buy it either. The guy is a complete, you know, charade. And well, that's why I question some of his stuff that's on his resume. I thank him for his service, but the whole Bronze Star thing.
Oh, that stunk.
That stunk to high heaven. And now I'm just questioning whether, again, if you're in the military, please set me right, if you will. Because I think if you're claiming to be a combat vet, that usually means you've actually seen combat. Not that you were in a country where combat took place. Okay? Just saying. Call us, let us know. 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. Vinny Steele is your home sold guarantee realty company, and Vinny's going to make sure that he sells your home because he's got all sorts of programs. There's the sell your home, stay in your home up to 12 months. There's the trade in your home program. There's the fixer upper program. Vinny's got all the details of these programs. But the best thing that Vinny has to offer for you, and right now I would do it sooner rather than later. I just saw there are more buyers than sellers out there. So, I'm sorry, there are more sellers than buyers out there, which is going to cause a little bit of an issue on the price of your home. So, that's why you need somebody like Vinny, who's got a database of tens of thousands of people ready, willing, and able to purchase your home. So, call Vinny today, 410-709-7515, 410-709-7515, and tell him I told you to call, and Vinny or one of his agents will come out, discuss your home, you'll agree on asking price, time frame, etc. Once you sign the contract, your home is sold. guaranteed, but only if you call Vinny Steele, your home sold guarantee realty company. 410-709-7515. Coming up next, J.D. Vance, the vice president on the growing violence from the left. Right now, news headlines. Here's Bruce.
Thank you, Sean. Counseling staff will be available for students at Deep Creek Middle in Baltimore County this week after a teacher was arrested on child sex abuse charges. Physical education teacher Roger Myers, is M-Y-E-R-S, charged with multiple counts of sex offense and second-degree assault. One person dead, two others injured after a pair of Sunday shootings in Baltimore. At around 10 a.m. yesterday, officer conducting business checks heard gunfire. 600 block of Cherry Hill Road found a 42-year-old man with gunshot wounds to the body. A victim was taken to a hospital. Unfortunately, he died there a short time later. And then around 6 p.m., a person approached an officer near Light and Lombard, said, "Hey, there's an armed person nearby." Officer responded to the area. Heard multiple gunshots before finding a 17-year-old and a 19-year-old victim of that shooter. Both of the young men taken to a hospital. They both have non-life-threatening injuries. Two 18-year-olds have been arrested in connection with a body found in a burning car in Davidsonville last week. Anne Arundel County Police say Jonah Poole and Kylie Dakes were arrested at a home in Hartwood. They face charges that include first and second-degree murder, first and second-degree assault, and arson. Baltimore police say two 15-year-olds facing charges after a report of an armed robbery, carjacking, and crash on Friday night. Incident began where the allegedly took down a man's SUV in the 4100 block of Bittison Lane, robbed a 15-year-old of his wallet and jacket in the 3700 block of Ridgecroft Road. The suspect then say they crashed into a stolen vehicle. They crashed their stolen vehicle, rather, in the 4100 block of Chesterfield. They were found with a BB gun. One taken to central booking, the other taken to juvenile justice. 8:32 on WCBM. Next, WCBM traffic and weather on the threes.
This is Pastor David Lewis at the Cub Hill Bible Presbyterian Church with a moment of truth. Life on earth is such a fluid existence. There are periods of war and upheaval, disease and panic, as well as times of relative peace and calm. And then something else comes along, another crisis that causes the world to panic and overreact, allowing governments to take advantage of the situation. We're stuck on this earth until the Lord calls us home. And so, just as the weeds grow alongside the wheat, we must coexist with evil. Jesus said we would have tribulation in this world, but be of good cheer, for he has overcome the world. As Christians, it's not our job to make the world a better place. It's up to us to let everyone else know that the better place to be is a place called heaven. If you're a believer, are you spreading the good news that your sins can be forgiven and that faith in Christ will secure a place for you in that paradise called heaven? And if you're not a believer, why? What are you waiting for? The bad news is that evil still exists on this earth. The good news is the Lord has done something about it. This is Pastor David Lewis with a moment of truth.
8:33 right now at WCBM. Pick 3, lottery number 072. Pick 4, 0823. And now, Chuck Whitaker, traffic and weather on the threes.
Looking at traffic coming out of the Fort McHenry Tunnel, and that appears to be in good shape. All four lanes are open. There's going to be some slowing on the approaches to the tunnel southbound, but nothing major. The Sky Ramp is still the active ramp. That's the ramp that comes up 95, and then you take that Sky Ramp into Camden Yards and up to the convention center. So that's a little bit slow, but nothing major. JFX still looks good. Some slow spots on the Beltway yet. Parkville side through Pikesville and down the entire west side towards Frederick Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
For the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers, tracking a pretty nice afternoon for your Monday. We'll see temperatures back into the 70s under partly cloudy skies. Warmer conditions on the way later this week with the 80s returning to the region. Next chance for rain comes Friday. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
On WhatsApp, your personal messages stay private. So things like those selfies from last weekend's party stay between you and your bestie. Because on WhatsApp, your personal messages are yours. No one else can see or hear them. Not even us. WhatsApp. Message privately with everyone.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 835 Sports is brought to you by Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialist. It's an off day for the Birds today as they travel to Seattle for a three-game set with the Mariners beginning tomorrow night. Perhaps with a bit of momentum on their side following the weekend sweep of the Chicago White Sox, the Birds getting great pitching. Here's head coach Tony Mancellino.
After those couple starts against, I think it was the Nationals, first 2 days of the change, I mean, those were tough days, but I feel like after that we've been in every game one way or another, you know, within a few runs. So I feel like the starting pitching has been really good here, you know, going over a couple weeks now.
In fact, it has. Starting with Trevor Rogers' performance against the Red Sox, last eight games, Orioles starters have pitched to a 182 earned run average, averaging just 6 2/3 innings pitched per game. Local college baseball, 46 years, the great career of Johns Hopkins baseball coach Bob Babb is over. The Blue Jays were bounced out of the D3 College World Series in two games over the weekend. The Jays finished the season at 44-5. Babb finishes his college coaching career with 1,345 wins, all 46 years at Johns Hopkins. LSU Shreveport became the first college baseball team on record to go unbeaten, finishing 59-0 when it won the NAIA championship at Lewiston, Idaho. The Pilots played only four games, decided by one run this season. They scored over 11 runs per game and batted 361 as a team. Three players hit over 400, including Josh Gibson. No, not that one. At 436. NFL News, Boston Sports Talk Radio host and former Patriots and Terps quarterback Scott Zolak said Friday that New England may release wide receiver and former Terps Stephon Diggs before he ever plays a down for the team. A video of Diggs taken over Memorial Day weekend went viral, showing Diggs on a boat with several women passing around an unidentified pink substance. Apparently, Duke basketball great Cooper Flagg will take a pay cut when he signs with the Dallas Mavericks, the number one NBA draft pick. The topic of conversation between ESPN's Howard Bryant and their guest, Bob Costas.
How much money did Cooper Flagg make this year for 1 year at Duke?
I don't know, but it was a lot.
I know.
You know. What is it? In the millions?
$28 million.
$28 million?
He had a $13 million deal with Due Balance and then $15 million with Fanatics.
According to SportTrack, Flagg will sign a four-year $62 million contract with the Mavericks. That's an average of only $15.5 million per year. The time now is 8:37 when we return on this date in baseball history.
Attention federal employees, are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC.
You know, I'm not surprised that the guy was able to make a little bit of money while in college, by the way.
You think that pink substance was cotton candy?
That's what I heard.
That's what I heard too, yeah.
Cotton candy.
Yeah. Cotton candy.
If somebody else would be passed like a blue substance and sticking to their face,
okay, blue,
we're sure
right.
of it, yeah.
Cotton candy in a baggie. Yeah.
Yes. Oh,
How
yeah.
else would you transport it?
It's really
sticky.
Golly, man. Everybody knows that.
Oh, my God. On this date in baseball history, June 2, 1941. So what would that be? 84 years ago.
June 2nd, 1941.
Was the day that the great Lou Gehrig passed away.
Oh.
And yesterday they celebrated that in memorial of Lou Gehrig.
They celebrated it?
Well, they memorialized it in an effort to raise money for ALS.
Yeah.
And every player in Major League Baseball wore a number 4. On their jersey. And, of course, the great speech by Lou Gehrig on July 4th, actually, telling the world that he was ending his baseball career and himself from the ALS.
Yeah. Remember that. He said he was the luckiest man.
On the face of the earth.
Earth.
You know, there is still no cure.
I know.
For ALS. And I have a close friend who was just diagnosed. And we're hoping that it's the form of ALS that it's treatable. We don't know yet. But it's very devastating news over the last week or so.
Sorry to hear that, Sean.
Yeah. And,
that is, I'm
very,
so sorry to hear
very,
that.
Very close friend.
Yeah.
And a close friend to WCBM as well. So
I had, when I was working at CBS for many years, I was close with a gentleman there who passed away from ALS at the age of 62.
Mm.
And it really hits home, I mean, for all of us. I mean,
yes,
it does. I just turned 63.
Yep.
I know you guys are right
wow,
there,
you're
too.
You're old, man.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Jeez. Well, call you the old man here.
Yeah.
Something tells me that's not true. Bruce?
I'm pretty sure it is. I am almost positive that's exactly the case.
Then after the show, let's compare some numbers.
Okay, let's. Yeah. And cotton candy as well. All right, thank you, Gary. Appreciate
pink
that.
Pink or blue, Sean? Pink or blue?
Pink. 8:39.
I'm waiting for the gender reveal. Thanks.
Scott in Westminster, good morning.
Morning, Scott.
Good morning. My understanding for Bronze Star is, I mean, it's the fourth highest commendation after Medal of Honor, Distinguished Cross, and then Silver Star. So I'm not disparaging the importance of a Bronze Star. However, it's basically a meritorious service medal while deployed in theater. So you can have in the hierarchy of Army medals, so you can have Army Achievement Medal, and there's a corresponding one for other services, and Army Commendation Medal, and then Meritorious Service Medal, and then Legion of Merits above that. So essentially, you're getting a Meritorious Service Medal while in the theater.
Right.
Now, you can have it distinguished with valor for acts of heroism or not. I was there in Iraq for 6 months, so I wasn't there long enough to have an MSM or that equivalent of a Bronze Star. I got a Commendation Medal, and I'm proud of that. I didn't deserve more for the 6 months I was there.
Right.
And even with indirect fire and going outside the wire every day. So I know it takes a lot to get that Bronze Star. Pete Hegseth has two of them. But it's not... I don't even know whether he has the Bronze Star or not, but he certainly doesn't have one with valor, and there's a big difference between those two. If you
sure. And so when you see someone proclaim themselves to be a combat vet, what does that mean to you?
To me, it means you're in the theater, and you're at risk. I mean, even if you're what sometimes we joke about things, but you know, call someone a FOBIT, like they've never left the FOB, the forward operating
right.
Mm-hmm. Rear echelon MF. But it's, you know, we don't really disrespect each other for that. I was you know, outside the wire almost at least every other day. I never had direct fire, but we even on the base you had indirect fire. You're getting rocketed and mortared by Jaish al-Mahdi or Al-Qaeda. So for me, I mean, if you're in that theater and you're at risk of getting hit because of where you are, I respect that, and it doesn't matter whether you're kicking down doors or on patrol every right. day or outside the wire or not. So, but there is a, you're not going to get that V indication on a Bronze Star unless you're doing stuff like that or unless you took kind of direct fire or got injured. You know what I'm saying? It's
sure.
an act of heroism, and he doesn't have that.
Well,
he doesn't
fair
have
enough.
Any act of heroism in a civilian capacity either.
Fair enough. That's why I defer to veterans on that yep. because you guys know the best. Scott, thanks so much. Appreciate that. Thanks for the call. And let's go to Al in Woodlawn.
Morning, Al.
Gentlemen, how you doing, fellas?
Yes, good, sir. We're thanks. Doing A-okay.
Hey, look, Sean, I was going to sit in for you last week. I was going to come up to the station with an envelope. I showed it to Bruce, and he said, that's not big enough. That's not big enough, you know?
Oh, he was taking donations? We're going to make Bruce an honorary member of the Biden crime family if he's doing that kind of thing.
I didn't add in.
It's just expenses.
You know, I didn't add in.
It's just my expenses.
There's a lot of things, you know, you can say about Westmoreland. I know you hit it on a couple of them before the news. The first thing he wanted to do was get rid of the boost program when he
right.
became governor.
Right.
The first thing he wanted to do. We get in the FBI building. The FBI said, oh, no, we're not coming to Maryland. The Washington Commanders. Oh, no, we're out of the state of Maryland.
Yeah.
I mean, he never, I know, gentlemen, I've talked to you before. I know you know. You know me, know me for a while, and
yep.
you know my wife and I. We just waiting for things to settle down, and as soon as it does, as soon as she gives me the full speed ahead, Pennsylvania, Delaware, Virginia. As
yep.
soon as I get the okay.
Well, I mean that's being smart with your
yeah,
money.
I get yeah. the okay from her.
Well, thanks so much for the call. Appreciate that. And of course, if you'd like to fill in with traffic anytime, just give us a call. Let us know.
Yeah,
because you know Chuck Whitaker.
Not real dependable sometimes.
Yeah, exactly.
Kind of a spotty, sketchy kind of
guy. By the way, tickets available at WCBM.com
right, yeah.
for the Chuck Roast. Get your tickets today, now, before they are gone. They're a hot commodity.
Hey, listen, Mr. Hot Commodity, where are you staying when you're up here? I have a guest room.
I'm not letting that be known.
Oh, but I mean, I have a guest room.
Yeah. Because all sorts of bill collectors will be calling if he reveals his location.
I wasn't offering him the guest room. I was just noting that I have a guest room.
You have thousands of IOUs have been issued.
They're coming up on the same airplane. What are you talking about? They're paying for gas on the airplane. 8:43, traffic and weather on the threes. Chuck?
Outer loop, the Beltway 83 in that area is a broken down vehicle. Might have been crowding the right lane just a bit. We're having an issue with some of the cameras from Chart right now. Some of those are not showing up on the list, so they're working on that. In the meantime, vehicle fire west side in Woodlawn, Rolling Road at Windsor Mill Road. Might have the fire department there. And in the meantime, looking at 795 at Owings Mills Boulevard, we're good. We're joining the Beltway. Still some slowing on the Beltway, but nothing major. We're making a little progress now. Not as much of a backup, but still busy southbound at both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. I'll talk radio 680 WCBM.
Your WCBM Weather Channel 4. There I go again. Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast. Boy, old habits. I feel out of routine here. Partly cloudy, 75. Temperatures return to the 80s later this week. Could be hazy from Canadian wildfires. Here we go again with those Canadian wildfires. Remember that one?
Was it
last year?
Every year.
I think it's almost every year now. Rain returns on Friday. Maybe they're trying to smoke us out. Okay. All right now, sunny and 59 in Glen Burnie, and it is a 58 in Bel Air. Time for our feel good news segment of the day.
I need some good news, baby. It's like the world's going crazy. Give me some good news, baby. Give it to me. Give it to me.
Well, I've heard a lot of bad about the Newark airport in the last several news cycles, right?
Yeah.
The outages, the air traffic controllers, then we had Roz Baraka and the Democrats storming the castle and arrest being made there. But police in New Jersey rescued a 2-year-old who climbed onto a luggage belt at the Newark airport. The child went down the chute at the end of the belt. But two police were walking by, jumped into action. One of them was able to grab the child right before he went through the X-ray machine. Luckily, he was fine. Here's the president of the Port Authority Police Union, Frank Conti, talking about this rescue.
Something that happened in the blink of an eye. There was a split in the belts. One officer went toward one direction, one went toward the other direction. One of them was able to observe the child. As the child was approaching one of the X-ray units...
How about that?
It's
and
amazing.
So finally, some good news coming out of Newark Airport these days.
Wow. Meanwhile, they go down the chute, there are other suitcases behind them.
Yeah.
Think about what could have happened. Got a heavy piece of luggage behind the kid. Squashed kid.
Yeah, exactly. And who knows what kind of, going through the X-ray machine, that kind of damage. Anyway, Vice President Vance was asked questions about the left's growing political violence problem.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm sorry.
That's
my
right.
turn, yeah. Vance yesterday in an interview was talking about where the left has put us. And this comes in light, of course, of what happened yesterday in Boulder and in previous events as well. And Vance says that the Democrats have heightened the rhetoric to the point where they're not rational. When they keep talking about Trump as a threat to democracy, what does that mean? Well, for Vance and for an awful lot of us, what the Democrats say there, they're saying, well, it's a threat to democracy because you didn't vote for us.
You talk about Michael Luder or Liz Cheney calling Donald Trump a threat to democracy. He won a massive electoral mandate. And so it's always interesting to me, these people say that we are threats to democracy. What they mean by a threat to democracy is apparently when the American people vote for somebody they don't like. That's not a threat to democracy. Whether you like or dislike the president the people elected, that is the fulfillment of democracy when that president tries to do what he needs to do.
Every 4 years of presidential election time, I say, can we please talk the issues? And the Republicans, by and large, have, the last couple of cycles, been talking about the issues in a very profound way, saying, hey, we are going in the wrong direction. Here's specifically what I want to do about this. And the Democrats are launching ad hominem attack after ad hominem attack after ad hominem attack, and then followed by kind of a sly invitation to do some violence to somebody.
The way that they talk about President Trump in particular, look, I think it actively encourages violence. And you've seen a rise of left-wing political political violence. Of course, you had those two people murdered outside the Jewish embassy just last week. Of course, President Trump almost lost his life during the campaign back in June. So you see this escalating political rhetoric. And I think I'd say to Liz Cheney or Michael Luttig or any of these other crazy people, why don't you just pump the brakes and calm down? Because you're going to get somebody hurt.
Yeah, and you know what? Somebody did get hurt. A lot of people got hurt yesterday. And there's this deliberate attempt to gin up the tension, to gin up the potential for violence. They feel it motivates their base.
What was it out in Seattle? Did you see the Christian woman and her baby that were surrounded by Antifa types?
Yeah.
I mean, trying to intimidate.
Scary stuff.
Yeah, very scary stuff. And this is, again, look, you can be, we can agree to disagree agreeably politically about certain issues or whatever, but this intimidation tactic, the swatting and the doxing. How about the Nashville mayor doxing the name of ICE agents? Yeah. That guy should have been charged immediately. I don't know what Pam Bondi's sitting on her butt for. I mean, that kind of stuff, that to me is a chargeable offense. You actually put ICE agents in great danger and jeopardy.
And their families.
Their families, exactly.
Yeah. Look, the agents kind of accept this goes with the territory, but you were putting their families at
risk.
So
it's just not the radical left. These are alleged people. We have a guy out there in, I think it's San Diego, calling ICE agents, terrorists.
Yeah. Always the characterization is they're just like the Gestapo. You better go back and read your history to see exactly what the Gestapo did before you make that charge.
That was Tim Walz calling him Gestapo.
Exactly.
Yeah, absolutely. So it's not just the radical elements of the Democrat Party, of the progressive movement. Yeah. It is the elected officials themselves. And then, unfortunately, they're going to have to start making arrests, not just when they storm the castle, but when they dox agents and things of that nature. It's 850. You know, the Rescue Natural Supplements all during the month of June. We've extended the rollback pricing program that was good for Memorial Day. So right now, you can also, in addition, you can save 33% off a single bottle of any Rescue Natural supplement or nutraceutical that you happen to like or take for omega-3s. There's the probiotic. There's the Vital D3. There's the men's and women's 360 health vitamins. All of these, of course, 33% off. Use the coupon code WELLNESS, WELLNESS, at checkout at res-q.com, or you can call 1-800-26-ALIVE, 1-800-262-5483. And on top of that, you get the 2010 rollback pricing. It's already been marked down at the website. All your favorites from Rescue have been rolled back decades now to 2010. So you get that 2010 pricing, plus you get the 33% off any single bottle of your choice when you use the coupon code WELLNESS. Call today, 1-800-26-ALIVE, or log on to res-q.com.
The Rob Carson Show.
The Democrats are trying to figure out why men have turned away from the party. They can't figure it out. They forced the CRT and DEI down our faces. They crushed the military, destroyed recruitment with woke nonsense. They destroyed businesses and our children's education with idiotic COVID protocols that were absolute nonsense. They lied about where COVID came from and the effectiveness of the vaccine. They can't figure out why they're not winning.
The Rob Carson Show. Weekdays noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Don't forget the best of the morning drive each and every day, available at WCBM.com, on our Rumble page as well. Just check it out, brought to you by the law offices of Michael A. Friedman. So we invite you to tune in each and every morning. If you miss something, and obviously you can always catch it on demand, the WCBM.com website. Check out the podcast each and every day. Or if you want to go back and listen to something that we had discussed and or share it with friends, we recommend that as well. But the best of which each and every day. Brought to you by the law offices of Michael A. Friedman.
Right now it's 8:53, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Once again, Chuck Whitaker.
The wreck earlier reported was in the area of 50 eastbound. Still getting some information here. They had some damage to one of the guardrail situations there. We're just getting this information. Eastbound, left-hand lane. Yeah, we saw that earlier. Not a big problem. Traffic coming east of the area Whitehall Road out to the Bay Bridge is not having any problem getting around it. You'll see some flashing lights there in the left-hand lane. Nothing major on the Beltway. We had the vehicle fire about 20 minutes ago. Rolling Road at Windsor Mill Road. There's a new wreck in Howard County right at the north end where 29 becomes Route 99 just north of I-70. There's some road blockage there at the accident scene. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hi, Weather Channel. Weather Authority. I'll get it right one of these days. Partly cloudy, high about 75, temperatures into the 80s tomorrow, and rain maybe by the end of the week. It's sunny and 60 in Glen Burnie, and it's 59 in Middle River. Kim Klasick live coming up next, yes, right indeed. After 9 o'clock news. Good morning, Kim.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
We're doing fine. Thank you.
Great, great. So, of course, we're going to talk about the attack in Colorado. Big news today, finding out that he was an illegal immigrant this morning. I didn't hear that until this morning. Put a lot more into perspective for everybody, I think. So we're going to talk about that. Also, Governor Wes Moore in South Carolina with Tampon Tim. Thought that was very interesting. You know, I do wonder if Governor Moore runs for the Oval Office. And I'm sure that he will. I'm very sure that he will. I wonder if they're going to try to pawn Tim Walz on him as a VP pick. Because that would just take it altogether. And I wonder if he would be okay with it.
I think Tim Walz is done.
You really think so?
Yeah.
Well, why was he invited to South Carolina?
He may have invited himself to South Carolina.
He may have just showed up.
Yeah. That could be. We'll talk about that. Of course,
did you see that Buttigieg is actually the front runner now?
Yeah.
I did see that in the latest poll. I did.
Yeah, Buttigieg, and then AOC, and then Kamala. Wes Moore is still way down the list.
Yeah.
That's why he's in South Carolina. He's got to get that name recognition for the party, for the donors.
He's got to go lobby Clyburn is what he has to do.
Exactly.
Yeah. Look, once they find out what he's done to Maryland, I mean, it's going to be over for him, in my view. He will get destroyed in any primary by anybody.
I think they love what he's done. I think they love the idea of raise taxes on people, get them more and more committed to big government, make big government their mommy and daddy. I think the Democrats are all about that.
You think the voters would still vote for that?
I think he's vulnerable on the crime issue, on the way they've been treating this juvenile problem continues to grow exponentially, a huge problem for him and Schiraldi. We had two teens shot downtown near the Inner Harbor just yesterday. So, I think he's got huge issues, huge problems. And then, of course, you look at businesses moving out, retirees moving out. There's a lot of pain involved with Westbrook.
That business moving out stuff didn't hurt Kamala Harris.
I think if he went up against Pete Buttigieg in the debate.
No, but she got the nomination.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
I'm saying for the Democrats, I think that may be a non-issue.
Yeah, but in the debate, I think somebody like Pete Buttigieg would bring that up, for sure.
Yeah. Wouldn't you also like the ability to approve your own expenses?
Oh, yes.
For travel.
Yeah. Especially if I'm going to Vegas. Yeah, baby. You know, sitting at the slot machines, why not?
The city, the ethics board said, no problem here.
Yeah.
Which is sort of like an oxymoron, Baltimore City Ethics Board.
Conflict? Yeah. What conflict?
I know. It is so sad, but the taxpayers, the voters, they'll still continue to vote for this.
Sure.
They just will not wake up on this. And, of course, we'll talk about the energy bills and all the new laws that everybody will see come into play here this
week. The electric bills are going to be going up starting over the weekend.
Right.
On Sunday.
Yep. So at the end of the month, people are going to see it. And that's another problem for Westport.
Sean has actually figured out a way of transferring the energy from a 15-month-old to 3.5-year-old directly into the energy grid.
I have. Oh, look, okay. Yeah. You know, I raised with my wife two sons, and I thought I was done. But with the grandbabies, it was.
Oh, wow.
I have a whole new respect for moms, especially single moms.
Yeah.
You know, it's a lot of work.
Yeah. I'm in that crowd. Yeah. It is a lot of work. But luckily, Olivia pretty much raises herself. I don't know if you guys noticed.
She pretty much runs the show.
She's 8 going on 18.
Kim is coming up next. Thanks, Kim. It's 8:58, a couple minutes now before the hour of 9 o'clock. But just amazing to me that Mayor Scott, the City Ethics Board, finds no ethical issues. He ran up about a $3,000 bill of expenses at this when he went to Vegas for the National Shopping Convention, including significant travel expenses. Wouldn't it be nice to spend, I don't know about you, but when I go, I look for it to be somewhat, economic-minded. $750 a night at the Wynn Hotel in Vegas. And he approved that.
He couldn't get it comped?
Yeah.
Honestly, I mean, say I'm a big roller. They give you your room.
And of course, he had to go with his buddies, his current and former chiefs of staff and somebody else. $15,000 worth of expenses, all approved by himself. I'm the mayor. I can approve my own expenses. So you people on the city council, again, knaves, all of you, get out of my way.
But again, thank you very much for when you're out. I did get a hold of your auto pen. And so I do have that river trip in Europe where Miff and I are going to be going on.
Thank you. Very good.
Yeah, thank you so much for approving it.
Exactly. I approve the trip, but not the expenses.
Oh.
To me, it's just a time off situation.
Yes, I see.
The actual expenses, they got to go through another department altogether.
I have to read more carefully next time to fine print.
Yes, you do. All right. So, again, stay tuned for Ken coming up next. And by the way, tomorrow on the program, interesting, Glenn Greenwald was on with Tucker Carlson on I think Thursday or Friday mm-hmm. of last week, and very interesting perspective on reason why Cash Patel and Dan Bongino may have changed their stories on the Epstein files.
Oh,
so we have that story for you coming up tomorrow, starting at 6 a.m. right here on the Morning Drive with Casey Nellie. Until then, God bless our troops. God bless America.
See you in the morning.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680.